This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I have no idea what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know how I'm going to fix this oil.
And she is far from alone, flooded out on New York's Long Island, as people also try to recover from Sandy along the New Jersey shore, the coast that got hit so hard. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Atlantic City.
Well, President Obama is one of Chris Christie's favorite political targets, but today the New Jersey governor is putting all that aside to show the president the devastation here on the Jersey shore.
I just never thought I would see what I saw today, ever.
The two will be in Atlantic City here to survey the damage, and it seems to be very random damage. I'm looking at completely dark blocks next to fully lighted but still closed hotel casinos. The residents are still being kept out, but Dave, the casinos are working to reopen as soon as possible.
The superstorm's blamed for at least 55 deaths in a lot of states, and Sandy's left a ton of people in the dark, more than 8 million homes and businesses.
Good news is we're making progress in restoring customers.
But Con Edison has a lot of work to do around New York City. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Manhattan.
With Wall Street set to ring its opening bell in a few hours, downtown Manhattan is still completely without power. If commuters manage to get to the city with all commuter rail lines closed in the tri-state area, they will arrive here to no subway system and a downtown that has no electricity south of 28th Street. Buses will be running for free. Police cars are out in full force, and traffic cops are helping guide traffic since there are no streetlights downtown. Mayor Bloomberg has canceled tonight's annual Greenwich Village Halloween parade, saying he could not afford to spare anyone from the police department. Dave?
Courtney, Sandy's created a different mess in West Virginia and other states around the area. 2 feet of snow. This is good for all the travelers Sandy stranded. JFK in New York City and Newark's airport now reopening, but airlines have a lot of catching up to do. Some 18,000 flights have been canceled, leaving a lot of rebooking. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAguiland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Hi, Kyle Cassell here. How do you spell conservative in the Texas House of Representatives District 12 election? K-A-C-A-L. Looks like cackle, but pronounced Cassell. This election, vote for someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in this area, and calls District 12 his home. Vote for me this November 6th. To learn more about my campaign, go to KyleCassell.com. That's K-Y-L-E-K-A-C-A-L.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. months. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Think you make the best salsa in the Brazos Valley? Now it's your chance to prove it. The 2012 Brazos Valley World Fest, Saturday, November 10th, now includes a salsa contest. Judging will be for any type of salsa, including hot or cold, green or red, cooked or raw, as well as any level of spice. The contest includes two categories, amateur and professional. Visit BrazosValleyWorldFest.org to find out more and sign up today. Once again, you can get all the info at BrazosValleyWorldFest.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is accused of sending a bomb threat to Texas A&M nearly 2 weeks ago. Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says among the questions is the relationship between the accused, 22-year-old Darian Kelly, and the woman whose email account Kelly used to send the threat with his cell phone.
They are definitely acquaintances, and there is a connection there between the two. As far as the details regarding their relationship, is not being released at this time, but there is definitely a connection.
The woman, Brittany Henderson, is accused of sending a bomb threat to Texas State University. Barone says she has not been charged in the A&M incident, but remains a person of interest. Police are also investigating what led Kelly, who has no connection to A&M, to send the email, and if there is any connection to four text messages Kelly sent to Henderson, two before the threat and two afterwards. Last weekend's arrest of a Bryan woman on federal mail charges is just the beginning. Postal Inspector Tony Rose in Houston says 20-year-old Ashley Carter is part of a group accused of stealing mail and aggravated identity theft.
This group was just wearing out the police department up there. They were, I mean, I've got them, these people on video lots of times using credit cards and checks. So they weren't being very secretive, I guess. They weren't covering the tracks too well. So they're very well known to the local police, and that's why we're trying to adopt the case federals, because they're just not learning their lesson with the state.
To reduce the risk of having incoming mail stolen, Rose suggests buying mailboxes that lock and going to the post office to mail bills and anything else containing personal information. College Station motorists should take note of a traffic change at Southwest Parkway and the freeway. TxDOT reports new traffic signals will be activated following this morning's commute. There will be temporary lane closures while existing signal poles are removed. For eastbound traffic, this means two left turn lanes going to the northbound frontage road. And organizers of the first Brazos Valley Fair say the inaugural event was a success. General Manager Tom Quarles says paid attendance was more than $16,000 and there was a net profit of almost $21,000. Quarles says two financial goals of the fair have already been met. One is awarding college scholarships.
Even though we didn't plan to do this in the first year, they voted to actually give scholarships at the conclusion of the 2012-2013 academic year to graduating high school seniors. We hadn't decided exactly which route that we're going to take as far as selection goes, but that's something that the executive board will consider in the near future.
And the fair board authorized capital improvements at the expo. More than 1,500 people shared in $33,000 in prize money, and the fair received $58,000 as it cut from the midway provider. They're talking about $20 billion in damage from Superstorm Sandy, and if you want to know who's going to pay for it, look in the mirror. San Antonio insurance broker Mike Venson says don't be surprised if a couple of years down the road, people in Texas may start seeing higher premiums because of this storm.
Whenever you have a storm this big that hits a major area and does a lot of damage, there usually will be some ripple effect in future premiums.
He says a storm this catastrophic can't be covered by only raising premiums on people who are directly affected. He says the increase won't be much, and we may not see it for a couple of years. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Medical Center is pleased to welcome Dr. Ben Dudica to BCS Pain. Dr. Dudica attended Texas A&M Consolidated High School and Texas A&M University, and he's excited to be practicing pain management in his hometown. If you struggle with pain in your lower back or neck, Dr. Dudica looks forward to helping you find relief. He's now accepting new patients at BCS Pain Clinic. Give him and his friendly staff a call at 979-764-7246. That's 979-764-7246.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowners coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 7752 way.
High pressure is slowly shifting off to our east, and as it does so, we'll start to warm up as we get closer to the weekend. Sunshine and dry weather continues. All that sunshine today warming us up to 80 to 85. It'll be clear near 60 tonight. More sun for tomorrow, high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. We'll have sunshine Friday too, and highs are going to be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports here in about 40 minutes. By the way, happy Halloween. A titillating picture on the internet concerning Coach Sumlin that he's not crazy about.
Uh-oh.
We'll get to it's not bad. It's actually quite funny. We'll get to that here in a little bit. NBA started last night as well. And who else? Brittany Griner's back in the news. All 13 feet of her from Baylor.
Uh-huh.
We'll share that more coming up.
Dude looks like a lady in reverse.
I didn't say that, did I?
Don't no. Be ugly. Whoa, okay.
It's a man, baby.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Yes, she is.
So no. I mean, you guys.
Oh, well, we're not the first ones to say it.
Well, that doesn't mean it should be said.
Even today. in Sweden, an unidentified man. Well, he was unidentified at the time that he broke into the hospital cafeteria, left the building in a hurry when he failed to find anything worth stealing. Don't know what he was looking for, but anyway.
No,
we don't,
kidding.
I mean,
hairnets?
I'm going to break into the cafeteria at the hospital. Anyway, don't know exactly how it happened, but somehow, some way, he lost his false teeth while he was fleeing.
That is really gross.
Really?
Sneezing fit? I mean, I don't know. Investigating officers discovered the teeth upon further investigation, determined that the man's social security number is engraved on the teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, great googly moogly.
that's better than your driver license.
That's crazy.
No, I do it. What the me? I didn't do it.
Just overwhelmed with lust for hospital food. Info.
Meeting.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Where am I? Oh, I'll go to the hospital because the food's so good there.
I just want to suck down a whole bunch of green jello.
Oh, well, if you didn't have your teeth, you'd have to suck it down.
Oh. All right, I want you to go around to all the denture places in town and watch for a guy who's looking for a new set.
Oh.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has four locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has two express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's
day.
It's Halloween Day. In addition, though, to that, it's National Magic Day. So, of course, we'll be performing magic on the radio, which is my favorite. To do magic tricks on the radio and to do math on the radio.
That
two
works,
of my favorite things.
Works so well.
It does. We've done math, unfortunately, a lot more than we've done magic.
Well,
on
that's
the radio.
True. And that, well, but that's the thing. It's so, you know, I don't know. Amazingly enough, it's very difficult to translate magic onto radio, but
we can always try.
Well, we do. We from time to time. Beggar's Night also. Books for treats. You know, that's great, but that's not really going to work because, I mean, if you have a little munchkin who comes up and does a knock-knock thing and, you know, ready for some candy and you hand them a book, I think they'll be disappointed. Yeah, it would be disappointing. Okay, so, and also today is National Knock-Knock Day. So, in honor.
You going to tell us all your worst jokes?
Well, no. They're just different, that's all. I mean, we've got a few knock-knock jokes. So here we go. Kat, you go first. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
Cashew.
Cash who? You say cash who? No, thanks. I'd like a peanut instead.
Oh,
see?
My goodness.
All right, Kevin, here you go. It's your turn. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Very good. Doris.
Doris who?
Doris locked. Why are you knocking? Okay. Anyway. See?
That one was better because you couldn't tell where you were going.
Yeah. Hey,
Scott, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Annoying chicken.
Annoying chicken. Oh, very nice. Okay, all right, we got some birthdays, do we?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Peter Jackson, 51, the Lord of the Rings director guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he'd hurt himself if he fell off his money.
Yeah, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
He
lost a lot of weight. He sure looks good now.
I'm saying but
he gained it all in his back pocket.
But he has a big pile of money that he'd fall off of. That's what I'm saying.
Willow Smith. Is 12. She whips her hair back and forth, and she is the daughter of Will and Jada Pinkett.
Oh, there you are. Okay, sure.
She also is sitting on a very big pile of money.
Uh-huh. For a 12-year-old, that's for sure.
Piper Perabo, 36, from Covert Affairs and Coyote Ugly.
She's from Highland Park, Texas.
Is she?
Yeah, she's Texas girl.
Nolan North is 42 today. Mm-hmm. You may not know him from anything other than he's in almost every cartoon ever made.
Okay.
Including video games.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice is 45 today.
He's from Dallas, isn't he? I think he's from Dallas. Is that right?
I think he may have been born or lived there because I think initially somewhere in there he was from Miami.
Okay, good. Well, there you go. Played here, I think. Or tried to, and they canceled the concert because not enough people bought tickets.
I think that was
right?
The case, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Adam Horvitz, 46. He was in the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl Worley, 48, country singer.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey D, the drummer from Motorhead. I just wanted to say Motorhead.
Sure.
I like Motorhead. Yeah. They're 49. Yeah. Larry Mullen, the drummer from U2. Xavier Roberts is 57. Any idea?
Nah.
He was the guy that invented Garbage Patch Kids, or Cabbage Patch Kids.
No, well, which one is it?
It's Cabbage Patch.
Okay, all right.
Well, did you mean to say Garbage Patch?
Did pretty
patch?
Well then.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
And the Garbage Patch people did pretty well,
yes,
too, but
they
not
did.
As well as the Cabbage Patch.
There's such a thing as Garbage Patch?
Oh, yeah.
The Garbage Pail.
Yeah, that's it.
The
right,
Garbage Pail kids, because I used to have those cards.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Jane Pauley is 62.
Oh, yeah.
David Ogden Stiers is 70. He was Charles Emerson Winchester.
Yeah, on MASH, yeah.
David Dan Rather's 81.
Wow.
Dick Gutierrez is 81.
I don't know him.
Jaime the Robot from Get Smart. You remember that?
Oh, my.
And finally, the most unsung of unsung heroes in American history.
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday today.
That'd be
Michael Collins, the guy that didn't go.
Oh, yeah. How about me? What'd they do? Do you think they did rock, paper, scissors? Is that how they figured it out?
They may have wrestled for it.
Something like that. Yeah, draw out the short straw. Anyway. Yes, Michael Collins going, I was there too, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah. Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I am telling you what Obama and the Democrats are promising you will never be fulfilled. And there are so many people that do not see the connection or the corruption that exists in government today. So many people, the government will take care of me. No, they won't. They're not going to be there. When we find that the promise of nationalized health care is unsustainable and we find the government can't pay for your retirement, what's going to happen? They're going to instill austerity measures. Where have we heard that term? Greece. Greece is going bankrupt. Spain. Spain is going bankrupt.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
There is. My friend installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of wasting energy cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so the hot or cool air goes directly into your room, not through dirty ductwork.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. And Fujitsu is offering up to $300 in rebates on select models now through the end of the year.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Sandy is gone, but for many, it's hard to tell. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The effects of Hurricane Sandy are still with us as millions of people deal with power outages and damage, but the economic impact of the storm is building as well. Many businesses remain closed, so sales numbers will drop, and people can't get from here to there very easily yet, so these conditions will continue for a while. The long weekend for the New York Stock Exchange is over. Later this morning, trading resumes around 9:30 Eastern Time. As a safeguard, the Securities and Exchange Commission has the right to halt trading if things get too erratic on the floor. Asian markets finish mostly higher, and European markets are also mostly higher. NASDAQ and S&P futures trending in an upward direction. Panasonic posted a huge loss of nearly $9 billion in the third quarter. This shocked analysts who expected the Japanese electronics company to turn a profit. It also downgraded its outlook for the rest of the fiscal year. Competition from Samsung has really hurt the firm. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
42, 43, $2.43
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was a right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Up, here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. founded in 1995, America's Choice Certified Roofing Crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing, from composition to metal. They have the Presidential Roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for the weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Well, warming trend will continue. Today we'll be up to 80 degrees pretty much. Winds out of the west later on today at about 5 miles an hour. 58 for a low temperature tonight. Then we'll continue to climb a little bit tomorrow, 83, then 85 on Friday and Saturday. And the low temperatures each night will be in the 60s. And then Sunday we'll have a slight chance of showers at about 30% is what they're telling us. Right now the winds are calm, 90% relative humidity. We have fair skies and it's 56.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Folks at Intercon want to make sure that no matter what the winter brings, your windows are energy efficient. Your utility bill might not be what you want it to be. Well, the folks at Intercon can help you with that, and it's just a phone call away. Give them a call at 823-3639. They'll come out, have a look at your windows, kind of assess the situation. You may know the windows that you have that aren't energy efficient, but you need to know no matter what. And one of the great things about dealing with a home-owned company is they can do it in stages if that's what you need to fit your budget. And also the people who do the work are local people. They're right here all the time. This is their job. They work for Intercon. Big box stores bring in crews who kind of move from city to city. So as a result, dealing with a local company is great. These people want to make sure you're a satisfied customer. You know, the folks at Intercon have a great product at a fair price and hundreds of satisfied customers over the years. So give them a call. They'll come out. They'll give you an assessment as to whether you need to repair, replace, maybe a combination of them. They'll give you the estimate, and they'll leave you alone. There is never any high pressure from Intercon. So make sure your home is as energy efficient as possible. It starts with a phone call to Intercon at 823-3639.
You've probably become quite loyal to your cell phone, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the best phone for you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Why is it that people are so loyal to their cell phones?
The reason people feel loyal to their phone probably is because it's so hard to learn a new one.
Tech journalist Paul Hockman says there are other things to consider besides familiarity when choosing a cell phone.
There are four questions you should ask yourself. Number one, how big a device do you want? Some people want a screen that's huge. They want a tablet. They don't care about small size. They don't want to fit it in a pocket like I do. So that changes everything. Then, battery life is the second of the four questions. How long do you talk? Do you browse a lot? Are you on constant conference calls with a speakerphone? Well, guess what? Battery life is going to matter a lot more to you than it will be to somebody who just sort of keeps in touch occasionally. If you buy extra battery life and you don't use it, it's a waste of money.
The third consideration is speed.
How much video, for example, do you use? How much navigation will you be doing, which will require a fast connection to the network? And the fourth of the four is your budget. I mean, my phone's $99 with a two-year contract. That's not that much compared to some others, and it's more than yet others.
Paul says it's important to understand that 4G service is better than you might realize.
4G actually is faster than your Wi-Fi network at home. It's not just faster than Wi-Fi, by the way. It's 5 to 10 times faster than your 3G service of years or months gone by. So, yes, there is a giant difference. Sometimes it's incremental, but in this case, it's a quantum leap.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I'm Judy Leunis. I'm a candidate for House of Representatives, District 14. I'm a 40-year Bryan College Station resident, an active and experienced community leader serving on nonprofit and government boards. I believe Texas needs to invest in our students, restore funding for public schools, help make a college degree affordable, stimulate job growth, provide resources for small businesses, support affordable health care, and pass the Texas Water Plan. Vote for Judy Leunis for Texas House of Representatives, District 14.
Political ad paid for by Judy Leunis for Texas House.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Federal authorities expect more arrests before the year ends from the theft of mail in the Twin Cities. Postal Inspector Tony Rose in Houston has been working with local agencies.
The mail thefts up there that I saw, I went riding through the neighborhoods where they had the mail. There's a lot of neighborhoods up there around the university that have cluster boxes, what I call them, and you have 8 or 10 mailboxes all attached together. None of them have any locks. I mean, that way, you know, the mail thief doesn't even have to run up and down the street. He just pulls up at one spot and unloads it. They can steal your bill out of your mailbox, and in about 2 hours, they can be at a bank cashing it, and they've already altered the check and may have payable someone else.
With the assistance of 10 city and county detectives, a Bryan woman was arrested last weekend in College Station on federal charges, including possession of stolen mail and aggravated identity theft. Investigators are still trying to get answers to the bomb threat that led to the evacuation of Texas A&M. 22-year-old Darian Kelly of Bryan was arrested for using his cell phone to send an email through the email account of the woman accused of a bomb threat at Texas State. Lieutenant Alan Barone at A&M Police says Brittany Henderson has not been arrested but remains a person of interest.
The incident in hand is still under investigation, and we're continuing to work with both state, local, and federal agencies to obtain additional information, if possible, in this incident.
Barone says Kelly, who has no connection to A&M, sent Henderson 2 text messages before the threat and 2 more afterwards. Investigators aren't saying if the content of those messages had anything to do with the bomb threat. The final numbers have been released from this year's first Brazos Valley Fair. Financially, there was a net profit of almost $21,000 on paid attendance of more than 16,000. General Manager Tom Quarles says another important number was the more than 350 volunteers.
We needed more help this year, and we made it work with what we had, but we're really hoping that we can get the same ones and get a lot more of them. And I think as we grow the fair, our need for volunteers and our need for charities and nonprofits to come out and help us is going to get a lot larger.
Revenue from the fair goes towards college scholarships and capital improvements at the expo. This morning brings a new traffic advisory in College Station. Those who drive Southwest Parkway at the freeway should watch out for new traffic signals. And TxDOT reports for eastbound vehicles there will be 2 left turn lanes going to the northbound frontage road. The changes will be made after the morning commute, including temporary lane closures while existing signal poles are removed. Business leaders are speaking out on the need for college-ready students in Texas, just as the school finance issue is on trial in Austin. Texas Association of Business President Bill Hammond says 42% of incoming students at community colleges require remedial education, causing many students to quit college altogether.
You have a system where in the past, everybody gets an A or a B, 70% of the campuses are rated exemplary or recognized, and that's so far divorced from reality.
Hammond says the state's new STAR accountability system, which is based on the core principle of college readiness, should take care of the issue with a few modifications. He says once that is done, then the state lawmakers can focus on school finance. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 56 degrees. This is the new look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They're all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale in soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
There you go, 6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We have a large area of high pressure which continues to control our weather as it shifts off towards the eastern United States very slowly. Well, we'll have the tendency to warm up. We'll see sun today. Temperatures are probably going to reach 80 to 85. Clear tonight near 60, sun tomorrow with a high of 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. Sunshine, we'll see it throughout the day on Friday, highs on Friday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The guys are dressed up as me and Cliff. It's good, kind of, yeah, they look great.
We'll get to what he's talking about here in just a little bit with the press conference from yesterday. Also, we have a bunch of other stuff. Oh, NBA started yesterday.
Oh, man. Could there be anything more important?
Did I feign interest in that enough?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
And a gold glove for a Texas Ranger.
Okay.
Coming up.
Really?
How can you play with that? The ball will bounce out of it.
I believe they just paint them.
Oh, I got you. All right, I understand. So, yeah, now the Rockets, they made some big trade with Oklahoma City, right? So they can have a... Never mind.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Hey, before we jump into this, have you been to the kitchen, Scott?
Well, I think so.
Did you see the thing hanging on the wall?
Well, I saw something that was on the wall and like a corner of it had fallen down.
Right. Did you see what that
was? No, I didn't. No. What is that?
That is a target that our illustrious co-host has put up.
Oh, you know, I looked at that. I said, that looks bullet riddled.
It was.
Okay, well, I'll go look at that in just a little
Annie
while.
Annie Oakley over there writing up on it that she even did a headshot left-handed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. When did you do that?
Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the list of things that you did yesterday, Kevin, and the list of things I did yesterday, I don't believe going out to the firing range was something that I'd...
I wouldn't have gone. Over the weekend, I did concealed carry classes.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I passed my test.
Yeah.
But my score was low.
Oh.
So they wanted me to go out back to the range.
I got you.
And so that's yesterday I went out and I wasn't looking forward to it. But then it turned out okay.
I
enjoyed it.
What were you shooting?
Glock 19.
Okay. This is probably not the right thing to say, but I find it very therapeutic. I just do.
Oh, it absolutely is.
I really enjoy it. I do.
It absolutely is, but I will refrain from teasing now for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we got a picture.
Oh, no. Y'all are in. I love y'all.
Okay,
but anybody who hurts the Bryan Broadcasting family, they better just watch out.
Yeah, one of us on the staff has a concealed carry.
Well, yeah, so there. That's, very good. Okay,
well, not yet. I have to get fingerprinted, but.
I'll go look that. Yeah, and they have to do that criminal background check, and then they'll find out about that, won't they? Yeah, so there. Anyway, well, good for you. So you did that over the weekend, huh? Yeah, all right.
It's just intimidating when you see that hanging on the wall.
That's why I couldn't go to the dog party.
Yeah. I can't go to the dog party because I'm getting my concealed carry. All right. That's cool. Well, I will. Now, is there a face on the target, or is
it's just... It's a green B-27 style target.
Were you visualizing anybody? I'm just asking.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I just asked.
I was just trying to line up the sight.
There you go. All right. Well, that's,
it has a nose now.
Yeah, very nice.
That's all it has.
As a breathing place.
Well, he told me that he said, basically, in that situation, he said, let's just pretend that, you know, the bad guy has shot you in your right hand, which you're usually shooting with.
Yeah.
So now you have to shoot left-handed just with one arm out.
Wow.
And I want you to do a kill shot to his head.
Yeah.
And then I shot it and it went to the head. Well, so
did what it was supposed to. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, same thing happened to me last night. I was browsing through the channels, and there I saw it, the Boston Celtics. And I thought, JoJo White, Paul Westfall. Oh, yeah. Got to watch that. Turn it over there. Nah, don't think so.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's the NBA for you. So you did this left-handed.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you.
Yes,
wow.
Just that one was left-handed.
Yeah,
the other ones were
right-handed. Wow. Okay. I'll have to get a video of that. Do YouTube thing. I still want to see with that AK-47 assault rifle that you've got.
It's not an AK.
Oh, okay,
you are going to get hurt. The ATF is going to show up, and you're going to feel
bad. Right. I'm kidding. It's not. Anyway. Well, even though Congress isn't in session, we'll talk to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour. I guess, have you heard about the Michael Moore commercial?
No. He's such a loser.
Is it talking about capitalism? Yes.
No, it's kind of worse. This would be your not safe for work video. It's not really a broadcast spot.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a campaign commercial that he produced for the group MoveOn.org. The commercial features three senior citizens, two black, one Hispanic, using really, really foul language having to do with if Obama is not elected. I mean, you promise that basically in the commercial, they promise violence if the president loses. Violence.
Really?
Yeah. It's.
Sounds edifying.
Yeah, so much for your tolerant left, I guess. Anyway, but again.
You know how open-minded they are.
Right. Well, again, it's Michael Moore. See, and that's the whole idea. That's aren't they all supposed to be all-encompassing? The left is all-encompassing and you know, a warm, fuzzy blanket for everybody. But not a good thing. Few eyebrows being raised right now. And again, we've talked about the campaign basically resumes today. But what we talked about last week is, you know, you can talk about the polls, you can do all that stuff you want, but as you get closer and closer to the election, what the candidates actually do, where they go, where they spend their money, tells you a whole lot. That being said, Mitt Romney is campaigning and putting more TV ads into Pennsylvania and is making an appearance in Minnesota. And Minnesota was supposed to be solidly Democrat. And remember, they had Bill Clinton in there, I think, earlier this week for the president. Well, now Romney is going in there. And then to spend the money in Pennsylvania makes people think that maybe that thing is in play. So we'll see how that works out. After the break from Hurricane Sandy now, Romney will resume his campaign trips today. A couple of things going on in Florida. The president stays in Washington to monitor events.
And then he's going to New Jersey, I think, later today.
Right, and on the president's behalf, Joe Biden will be campaigning in Florida. Yeah, I guess you saw Chris Christie making nice with the president. That was interesting.
Would you see what Krauthammer said about that?
No, I did not.
That probably got him another couple hundred mil.
Oh, yeah.
He made no bones about it. It was just...
Hey, you know, you got to do that for the good of your state.
Absolutely.
That's basically what he's there for. CBS News has reported now that the U.S. Labor Department will, in fact, release those October unemployment numbers on Friday. We talked about that yesterday. There'd been some speculation that they were not going to release the unemployment numbers because of Hurricane Sandy, which makes no sense whatsoever. The government was, of course, closed Monday and yesterday because of the storm, but they promise that they will have this stuff out, business as usual in Washington. I don't know if that's a good thing, but nonetheless, they said they'll have the October employment situation report for us, so we'll get to see that. And the folks at Gallup went for a second straight day yesterday without conducting their daily poll due to Hurricane Sandy. They'll provide an update later today on when they hope to resume. There is a new poll out there. The folks at NPR show that the presidential race has Mitt Romney and Barack Obama tied.
Okay. At NPR?
Yeah. Huh. At NPR.
And interesting. They're completely neutral.
Yeah, they are. That's what I mean. That's kind of interesting that it's NPR saying that because, you know. So now... Of all the people who decides that they want to be critical of the president, here he is, Michael Heck of a Job Brownie Brown. Remember Michael Brown, who was the guy who was the head of the emergency management people when Katrina hit back in 05? Okay. So I guess somebody put a microphone in his face or they asked him or maybe he volunteered about the whole way that the White House has responded to Hurricane Sandy. Brown says one thing he's going to be asked is why did he jump on the hurricane so quickly and go back to D.C. so quickly when in Benghazi he went to Las Vegas?
And that's what I asked yesterday.
Yeah, and Newt Gingrich has asked that also over the weekend. There is a difference. I mean, there is a difference in that obviously a lot of we knew that Sandy was going to happen. So they could sure play that up theatrically. And with Benghazi, they kind of hoped it would just go away. Now, again, him going to Vegas was probably not a smart move. Like, that's the first not smart move he's made. But nonetheless.
Better that than golf.
Yeah. And then did you hear about American Apparel yesterday? The clothing retailer.
What, are they making stuff in China?
Well, they sent out a mass email offering 20% off to customers in states that suffered from Sandy. I mean, really?
Wow.
In case you're bored by the storm, it said. This was met, obviously, with a whole bunch of people really not happy about it. If you're bored by the storm, go online and shop at American Apparel. And if you're in a state that was affected by the hurricane, we'll give you 20% off.
But make sure you hurry while you still have battery power because you can't plug in anything.
No, not at all. The Gap, too, encouraged people to do some online shopping. They were a little more subtle. Even followed up with an apologetic tweet explaining our check-in and tweet earlier was only meant to remind all to stay safe and indoors.
Well, then they should have said that.
They should have. Stay safe indoors.
I know. I look to the Gap when I don't know what to do with myself.
Of course. Well, and that's it. Stay safe indoors and spend money with us. Oh, yeah, that part.
All new. Cut your carb cravings in just 7 days. Dr. Oz's revolutionary plan.
It will change your relationship with carbs forever.
Lose weight with carbs.
We need carbs. We just need to be smart about it.
Say goodbye to your low-carb diet forever.
You've got some good signs here.
No guilt, no deprivation.
The more you eat, the more you lose.
The simple solution to lose weight for good.
It's like a turbo booster for the metabolism.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KX HD. One of the biggest sacrifices military families face is being separated. With a child, the burden can be unbearable. For 2-year-old Edison Coleman, it hasn't been easy.
And this is the first time we've actually been stationed together as a family.
Not a typical love story for Katrina and Joe Coleman,
A few months later, Katrina headed for Afghanistan for a year.
Oh, actually, I was worried that she wouldn't remember me.
Tonight at 10 on KX HD News, Sophia Stamos shows us how Katrina made sure Addison wouldn't forget her.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 3rd, come learn about unconventional gardening. We'll discuss production techniques and products used in areas where water and other resources are limited this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It seems like there just aren't as many hours in our days anymore. We're all looking for shortcuts to getting the chores finished faster so that we'll have more time and more energy to plant more flowers. I have, for your consideration over the winter, some random suggestions, gardening shortcuts, and tips. I'll have them right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Think back to the problems that surprised you this growing season. Start a log or a diary. Each year, record when you first observed various insects, diseases, weeds, and other problems that may befall your plantings. You'll be amazed at how useful that information will be in successive years. If you have a planting plan, mark where all the valves and heads, also the flower bulbs, are so you can find them later if you have to start digging. Record names of new plants that you're trying as well so you can buy more if they succeed. Prune lightly and often through the growing season. Rather than letting your plants get completely out of hand so they have to be sheared in the winter, groom them more regularly. It'll be less work for you, but the plants will also be healthier and vigorous. Avoid formal shaping. Choose plants whose mature sizes and forms are what you need for each part of your garden, and then leave them alone to perform their own magic. Sure, you may need to correct erratic growth, but you won't spend long hours creating boxes and globes. On a related note, mow frequently, 5-day intervals during the summer, rather than letting the grass get tall between mowings. If weeds show up, use the appropriate weed killer for a short-term relief, but remember that weeds are symptoms of some other management problem with turf grass. Correct that problem and you'll lessen or prevent weeds in the future. That holds for everything except Dallas grass and nutsedge, and you will have to deal with those. This is a great time to think about mulches. You may be able to use shredded tree leaves, or you can rake bark mulch over your beds. These natural mulches give a nice finish to the dormant winter landscape. Mulches help with weeds, but they also reduce erosion, splashing, and water loss. Of course, they also moderate the rate at which soil temperatures change for better plant growth. Buy for quality. That's always good advice, and it's certainly true in gardening. For example, fast-growing trees are subject to serious and potentially fatal problems. Lifespans of the fast growers may average only 10 or 15 years. Quality trees that will grow almost as quickly may last 20 times longer. From another viewpoint, you may spend half again as much to get power equipment that will last three times as long. The better product likely has added safety and convenience features as well. Bed edgings are real work savers, and we have some wonderful options out there in the marketplace. Get into an independent retail garden center and see what all is available to you. You're going to love it. I'm Neil Sperry. Pecans are great dual-purpose trees. We'll talk about them in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Fighting Texas Aggie football press conference was yesterday. The Aggies play Mississippi State this Saturday and pits number 16 against number 17. I asked Coach Sumlin how important it was to be able to rest most, if not all, of his starters in the second half of Auburn with it being such a blowout.
From that standpoint, it was good to get those guys off the field, but it's also good to get the young guys in there and play a substantial amount of plays, you know, and really play as many plays as the starters did in a SEC football game on the road, you know, and stretch them out a little bit. And so, you know, there are a lot of pluses to a game like that in the middle of the season.
Aggies and Bulldogs square off 11 o'clock this Saturday with all the action to be heard right here on 1620. All right, now on the lighter side, and because it's Halloween and it's just, well, it's silly fun, Coach, someone was asked about a picture that's making the rounds on the internet of what looks to be two students.
Are you talking about the picture of the guys who are dressed up as me and Cliff? It's kind of, they look great. Does that mean you finally made it when you become a costume? Is that the deal?
You have arrived.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, any other questions?
And that's pretty much where he left it, so that's where we'll leave it to. Jumping now to some high school action, the Cantal Lady Tigers volleyball team beat Klein Collins to win their bi-district game. Now they move on to play in the 5A area, and I believe they're taking on Westlake. Congratulations to them. Moving now to the NBA, adding Dwight Howard and Steve Nash into the offense didn't help L.A. any at all.
Howard got himself caught underneath, hands off the hands of Wright, comes to Carter with 7 on the clock, hits the jumper.
Darren Collins added 17, and the Mavericks placed 6 players in double figures as they thwacked L.A. 99-91. NBA champions Miami Heat opened the 2012-2013 season the way they ended last season.
In rhythm for 3, and from downtown, LeBron James showing some range.
3-time MVP, no hesitation beyond the arc.
LBJ had 26 points, 10 rebounds. Dwayne Wade poured in 29, and the Heat pounced Boston 120-107. Adrian Beltre and the Texas Rangers got the first back-to-back gold gloves for quite some time. Beltre is the Lone Ranger of the 2012 Gold Glove winners. He led the American League with a .974 fielding percentage. Brittany Griner is the third player to be 2 times unanimously selected to the Associated Press Women's Basketball Preseason All-American team with 40 votes from the panel yesterday. A&M women's golf team finished 2nd in their fall season finale at the Alamo Invitational. And the number 13 Aggie soccer team looking to carry their conference tournament success from the Big 12 to the SEC. They start tournament today at noon playing South Carolina. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
Hey, folks over at Suddenlink want to remind you that they've got something special going on till the 19th of November. If you'll bring in 10 canned food items to the Suddenlink office, you'll receive a free upgrade or half price on a new service install. That's a $49 value from your friends at Suddenlink, and also opportunity to introduce you to the Outdoor Channel. This is really great entertainment. If you're an outdoors person, they've got Jim Shockey's Honey Adventure, which is the best hunting adventures from around the world every Sunday at 7 o'clock in the evening. Also, the Choice with Ralph and Vicky. Now, this is North America's favorite hunting couple, and each week they find hunting at its finest. You'll find that Monday at 5:30 local time on the Outdoor Channel, which is now available for you from Suddenlink. And, of course, don't forget what we've been telling you. You get the fastest internet in town for as low as $20 a month and the SL200 HD TV with free HD when you bundle. All that can be yours. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 to get that connection today. But remember, make a difference in the community today by donating 10 canned food items at the Suddenlink office now through the 19th, and you'll get yourself a free upgrade or half price on new service, a $49 value from your friends at Suddenlink.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has 4 locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal personal training staff, AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, congressional staff, it's a couple of minutes still. Congressional staffers believe that they work longer hours than their counterparts in the private sector. Study more than 1,400 House and Senate employees, and 56% of them said they think they work more than people who hold similar job responsibilities outside of government.
Really?
Yeah. Again, the survey was taken back August to October a year ago. This was when they were in the midst of all the debt ceiling stuff that was going on. And at that point, Congress was hitting historic lows as far as being accepted for the job that they're doing by the public. So they decided to look at the staff, and the staff went, oh, we're working so hard. Well, the thing is, if you'll go back and look, it's pretty surprising the percentage of members of Congress who once were staff members of other members of Congress. So, in other words, the sector.
It ain't breaking rocks.
Exactly. There ain't no hard, hot, yeah, you ain't roofing in the hot sun out there. You're at Congress. And you get a great deal on haircuts, too, I think. I don't know. Anyway, look for a high temperature today in the 80s as we'll continue to climb during the week. There's a chance of rain on Sunday at 30%. We'll keep our fingers crossed because, obviously, we could use the rain. And right now, it's the 56 WTAW College Station Bride.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. There's a lot of this going on. Flood water being pumped in areas sandy, inundated.
There were people's front doors floating down the road, furniture.
He's in Fairfield, Connecticut. In West Virginia, a different mess they're cleaning up. 2 feet of snow.
Crazy. You can't go nowhere. Trees in the road, the interstate shut down.
Parts of Virginia, Maryland, Tennessee, and North Carolina are also digging out. A lot of trees still need to be cut down for power to be restored. More than 8 million homes and businesses in the dark from the coast up to Michigan. And the storm blamed for at least 55 deaths. New York City keeps trying to recover. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Manhattan.
Downtown Manhattan is still completely without power. With all commuter rail lines closed in the tri-state area, it will be a difficult commute into the city here with no subway system and no electricity south of 28th Street. Buses are running for free. Police cars are out in full force. And traffic cops are helping guide traffic since there are no streetlights downtown. Dave?
Now, Courtney, the damage widespread from Long Island to the Jersey Shore. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Atlantic City.
And the damage here is easy to see from just about everywhere. You ask any resident, like Herman Gardner, you will hear about a lot of water in his house on Monday night.
If I have 5 feet in my house, they have 5 feet for 15 houses.
So what's next? What are you going to do?
I'll call the insurance company.
But it will be a while before that agent can show up. Authorities are still restricting access to barrier islands like this one. And Dave, this city's economic engine, the casinos, are still closed.
Now, Rich, President Obama is going to see all that for himself. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
This afternoon, the president joins Republican Governor Chris Christie to tour the damage in New Jersey. Christie has praised the president for his quick disaster declarations for his state in New York, the president adding Connecticut to that list overnight. Mitt Romney resumes campaigning today with three events in Florida. Dave?
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, the folks at Texas Trading Post, TXTraders.com, that's the website. I want to remind you that they have everything Texas. Now, think about this. You're proud of being a Texan. You want to maybe show that off in a kind of a funny way, or you want to show it off in a very serious way, or you want to show it off to anybody who wishes that they could be Texans. Well, Texas Trading Post is the place to do that. TXTraders.com is the website. This is a local company owned right here by Linda and Russ Harvell, folks who grew up here, lived here all their lives. They started Texas Trading Post a few years ago, and it's really taken off because, after all, it's a great way to show your pride in Texas. And again, it could be funny little gifts like Texas waffle irons or something like that, cufflinks. Could be something very nice because they have high-end bedding and high-end furniture that is, again, very Texas-centric. Maybe you want some outdoor metal art. They do that for you as well at Texas Trading Post. Just go to the website, txtraders.com, txtraders.com, and see what's there. Corporate gifts. Yep, if you have lots of folks on the list that you've got to maybe just to show thank you for the business they've done with you this year, why not go to Texas Trading Post and they can take care of that for you. Again, a local company. Go to the best online company right here in Bryan College Station. TXTraders.com for Texas Trading Post.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is accused of sending a bomb threat to Texas A&M nearly 2 weeks ago. Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says among the questions is the relationship between the accused, 22-year-old Darian Kelly, and the woman whose email account Kelly used to send the threat with his cell phone.
They are definitely acquaintances, and there is a connection there between the two. As far as the details regarding their relationship, is not being released at this time, but there is definitely a connection.
The woman, Brittany Henderson, is accused of sending a bomb threat to Texas State University. Barone says she has not been charged in the A&M incident, but remains a person of interest. Police are also investigating what led Kelly, who has no connection to A&M, to send the email, and if there is any connection to 4 text messages Kelly sent to Henderson, 2 before the threat and 2 afterwards. Last weekend's arrest of a Bryan woman on federal mail charges is just the beginning. Postal Inspector Tony Rose in Houston says 20-year-old Ashley Carter is part of a group accused of stealing mail and aggravated identity theft.
This group was just wearing out the police department up there. They were, I mean, I've got them, these people on video lots of times using credit cards and checks. So they weren't being very secretive, I guess. They weren't covering the tracks too well. So they're very well known to the local police, and that's why we're trying to adopt the case federals, because they're just not learning their lesson with the state.
To reduce the risk of having incoming mail stolen, Rose suggests buying mailboxes that lock and going to the post office to mail bills and anything else containing personal information. College Station motorists should take note of a traffic change at Southwest Parkway and the freeway. TxDOT reports new traffic signals will be activated following this morning's commute. There will be temporary lane closures while existing signal poles are removed. For eastbound traffic, this means two left turn lanes going to the northbound frontage road. Organizers of the first Brazos Valley Fair say the inaugural event was a success. General Manager Tom Quarles says paid attendance was more than 16,000 and there was a net profit of almost $21,000. Quarles says two financial goals of the fair have already been met. One is awarding college scholarships.
Even though we didn't plan to do this in the first year, they voted to actually give scholarships at the conclusion of the 2012-2013 academic year to graduating high school seniors. We hadn't decided exactly which route that we're going to take as far as selection goes, but that's something that the executive board will consider in the near future.
And the fair board authorized capital improvements at the expo. More than 1,500 people shared in $33,000 in prize money, and the fair received $58,000 as its cut from the Midway provider. They're talking about $20 billion in damage from Superstorm Sandy, and if you'd like to know who's going to pay for it, look in the mirror. San Antonio insurance broker Mike Venson says, don't be surprised if several years down the road, people in Texas may start seeing higher premiums because of the storm.
Whenever you have a storm this big that hits a major area and does a lot of damage, there usually will be some ripple effect in future premiums.
He says a storm this catastrophic can't be covered by only raising premiums on people who are directly affected. He says the increase won't be much, and we may not see it for a couple of years. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecans Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit RoyaltyPecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
Well, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is slowly shifting off to our east, and as it does so, we'll start to warm up as we get closer to the weekend. Sunshine and dry weather continues. All that sunshine today warming us up to 80 to 85. It'll be clear near 60 tonight. More sun for tomorrow, high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. We'll have sunshine Friday, too, and highs are going to be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie press conference with some silliness for your Halloween. I actually found the picture and it'll be off our Facebook page. But Coach Sumlin had comments about two students that went as he and Coach Kingsbury.
Oh, okay. It's
pretty funny. And again, it'll be on our Facebook page here in about 2 minutes.
There you go. All right. So it's Halloween. I don't know if you heard. Halloween tonight. Yeah. Candied corn. If Brock's laid the candied corn kernels it sells each year end to end, some of them wouldn't float and they'd be in the ocean. No, it would wrap around the world 4 1/4 times. And when you think about it, they're pretty itty-bitty, so they must sell a lot of them. The M&Ms in M&Ms stands for Mars and Murray. Forrest Mars Sr. and Bruce Murray launched the candy. Now, remember the first time you saw, you know, in the big city, they have these candy stores where you can find M&Ms of all sorts of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why don't they do those all the time? You know what I mean? Why don't they put purple M&Ms in just their regular bags or lavender M&Ms?
Because that probably costs extra.
Well, but they're making them anyhow. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just,
well,
and they do it, I guess, around Easter time or something like
small,
that.
Small batch runs.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, and of course, yeah, you can get, you know, like Aggie Maroon and all that, mm-hmm. and they'll print special stuff. Hey, all it takes is money, right? The Reese's in Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is Harry Burnett Reese, a former Hershey employee.
Really?
Who created his famous candy in the late 1920s. When you go back and look at it, come on, peanut butter and chocolate, how tough is it to come up with that combination? I mean, it's tough, yeah.
I just realized that I left a peanut butter cup in the middle of the console in my car. Hope
did
it doesn't
you?
Melt.
Well, I probably not now.
At 40, what is it,
I mean,
49
not right
degrees
now,
right now.
Okay.
When did you leave it there?
Yesterday afternoon.
Oh, well, I think it's probably safe, yeah. Summertime, not so sure.
I forgot about that until you just told me.
So how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
3.
Very nice.
Maybe if you're an owl with a little scholastic problem.
It just says here, on average, a licking machine.
Somebody invented that.
What's fun about that?
Designed by engineering students at Purdue, it needed 364 licks to get to the center.
Why can't you just have one person sit there and lick it?
Well, and again, do they turn it? Are they just licking on the same side?
That would be 364 licks.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and not everybody's tongue is the same size.
Yeah, sure.
Are you counting for saliva?
All of those things. That's right, the saliva factor. When the Three Musketeers was introduced in the 1930s, you know, the Three Musketeers was actually three separate pieces, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
I did not know that.
Yep, hence the name Three Musketeers.
I'll be darned.
It always was a little confusing of why it was called Three Musketeers when it was just chocolate over a nougat.
Now you know why. That's it. Milky Way is not really named after our home galaxy. The name comes from a type of malted milkshake that was popular in the early
1920s. Oh, I'd like that.
That does sound good.
Mary Jane's, first manufactured in 1914. Once again, you're not sure how old they are, by the Charles N. Miller Company. The candy was named for the owner's aunt. Do you remember, do they still make Fruit Stripe gum? I mean, I don't know if they do or not.
They had it when I was a kid.
Well, I understand, but that was a little while back.
Tattoos in there.
Yep. In case you didn't know, the zebra, which is the mascot for Fruit Stripe gum, his name is Yipes.
I had no idea.
No, you didn't, did you? See? And the word Pez comes from the German word for peppermint.
Yes, I did know that.
That's how they got Pez.
Really?
So, yep. And let's see. I think that's... Sure. Yes, go ahead.
Can we call you the Candy Man?
Isn't that nice? In the early 1930s, the Sugar Daddy Caramel Candy was named the Papa Sucker. It was called Sugar Daddy after it was named Papa Sucker. And Cheerios plus Circus Peanuts candy may not sound like a winning formula.
Oh, I know what it came from.
What? Go ahead.
Lucky Charms.
You're right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Wow.
Who looked at a Circus Peanut? Went, you know, if we cut that up and put it in cereal.
No, he was eating it in his cereal.
Is that what it was?
You know, we ought to make a cereal like this.
Oh, okay.
Again, how do you sit and look at Circus Peanuts and go, if I put that in cereal? That's a home run, buddy.
But you know what? It worked, and that's it. All it takes is one good idea. And in honor of Tom Turvyville, Necco cranks out 750 million candy buttons each year.
Those things are awful.
And I didn't know what one was until I met Tom Turvyville.
And then what they do is they store them for 30 years, and then they sell them. Because they have to let the rat hair get inside of them, you know?
Sick.
They use those to protect the space shuttle, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Actually, in the 1930s, Admiral Byrd brought 2.5 tons of Necco wafers to the South Pole for his men during their 2-year stay.
I would need that.
Necco wafer. I know we were in a candy store when we were traveling one time, and they had all chocolate Necco wafers, like a tube of them. Yeah, and I bought Tom those because, again, he's the only person I know who likes them. And you can buy them around here, but I just, you know, they just look like they're old.
Aren't they? They're better than sweet tarts.
Oh no! Now quit that. No,
absolutely
not. No, I don't think.
Well, chewy sweet tarts.
No, those are good, but and they're better. My least favorite is probably Pixie Sticks.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and that's too much trouble anyway, because you got to tear the top off. And,
and then you choke on it, inhale the
dust. Exactly. You inhale the dust, or some of it hits the back of your throat and you have a coughing spell. See, you know, driving down the road doing 70 eating a Pixie Stick, once again, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Yeah, exactly. Officer, I was doing fine until I opened the Pixie Stick. In observance of Halloween, which dates, by the way, back to Celtic rituals thousands of years ago, long associated with images of witches and ghosts and devils and hobgoblins and all that.
What not?
Over the years, Halloween customs and rituals really have become much more lighthearted. This used to be a pretty dismal time. I mean, this was pretty scary stuff that was going on back then. What's happened as a result, so commercialized, thanks to Elvira, they now sell a lot of adult-type things for Halloween, lots of Halloween parties out there, lots of alcohol consumed at Halloween. Now, the National Retail Federation has found that there's going to be $5 billion spent in 1990 for this, and this year it'll be $8 billion, okay? That's how much is going to be spent having to do with decorations or... does anybody have an inflatable in their... You know, have you seen the Halloween inflatables?
Yes.
I forget I was someplace.
I don't have one, but I've seen them.
Saw this bubble that had a spider in it or something like that. And obviously, costumes make up the biggest chunk of the sales. Jack-o'-lanterns. You know, their origin comes from the Irish. What happened was apparently a man named Jack put a lit piece of coal in a hollowed-out turnip.
Yep.
To light his way home. Irish people later placed candles in the turnips to keep away spirits and ghosts, and I guess then they went for something a little prettier, right?
Because turnips aren't worth eating.
Well, you know, you're right. That's exactly right, so that's what they're good for.
They're not big enough.
No. The history of Boo, that's coming up in the next half hour, too.
Oh, that's exciting.
In the meantime, trivia 695-1620, 695-1620. This American city is the home of the Ouija board, 695-1620. This U.S. American city is the home of the Ouija board.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was maybe something carried over from Europe.
See, that's what I mean. That's what you're thinking. Ouija actually is the name. I mean, it's become generic, but actually what they were called was talking boards. 695-1620, which U.S. American city is the home of the Ouija board. If I can get an answer in the next 30 seconds, I'll double the prize, because after that...
You can look it up.
Yeah, you're going to Google it. But I didn't know this until yesterday, actually. I was finding that out just in time for...
I got an eye on the clock for you.
Yeah, okay. Hello?
Hello.
What's the answer?
Baltimore.
That's right. It's Baltimore. Very good. And you didn't look it up because you're driving down the road.
No. Well, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
What? Whatever. All right. Who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin who?
Kevin Kraft.
Kevin Kraft with a K?
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you do, Kevin?
I work at A&M at the Provost IT office.
Oh, very good. All right, I've got 4 tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Very good.
They're good on Sundays only, but they're good for every Sunday. You can come by our office here at Crystal Park Plaza and pick it up.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, all right.
Congratulations.
Bye. Yeah, it was designed by a guy who lived in Baltimore, and it's in the Baltimore City Museum. But, you know, that's the thing that's kind of interesting. The whole story was about Ouija boards. You know, are Ouija boards spooky?
Well, they give me the creeps.
Well, see, and that's the thing, is they give a lot of people the creeps. But it's just a game.
I'm not going to play on it.
It's a fun thing to do. Now, what it's based on is the idea that our hands are always moving. Even when they're still, they're moving. And so what is it? You put a bunch of people, put their hands on the little thingamajig, whatever it's called, and then it goes and spells out things or answers questions or whatever. And I've never done it before, but it's just the fact that...
Yeah, but what if it is something supernatural?
Well, okay, well, and again, it might be. And that's why people are uncomfortable about it. But it's been around for a long, long time. We've got an answer. Do you have other facts?
I thought it was in Snook.
No, it wasn't. What happened was someone bought one right after it had come out in Baltimore, and they brought it to Snook, thus the confusion. But Snook is not the home of that. Kids will be trick-or-treating, of course. Parents will be looking for a clever new hiding spots for all their candy. I mean, we shouldn't have to tell you this, but take the candy and, of course, go through and get all the good stuff out. And then,
what do you mean hiding spots? What is this, Easter?
Well, yeah, no, you do after the fact.
Who hides candy?
Well, you
parents do so the kids don't just live on it for the next month.
Okay.
That way you can put it into their lunch, you know, for like two weeks. Or if they behave nicely, you can give them a little treat. But, again, it's after you take the good stuff out. And again, you know, I grew up at a time when they didn't do these fun size things, you know, because now you can go out today, like, and get a gunny sack full of, you know, fun size Nestle treats or, you know, whoever, Hershey's. But it used to be that, you know, you get full size candy bars or you'd actually get homemade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember homemade stuff? They used to give that away.
Yep.
You can't do that anymore.
Because,
you could, but no one will eat it.
Yeah.
And you used to take all of your stuff there for a while. You take your homemade stuff up and get it x-rayed
free. The hospitals would do that. They would do that. They would let you, they would bring, you'd bring your candy up and x-ray it, which is great PR. But the fact is, you know, that the cases of people putting stuff in there, whether it's some sort of metal objects or poison, really haven't been many cases of that, but it gets a lot of publicity.
There was almost none, if I recall. It happened one time.
Well, actually, once it happened in Houston, a guy...
Oh, really?
Well, a child got sick from cyanide-laced candy.
Ew.
But what had happened is the father had taken out large life insurance policies on his kid.
So it was the dad.
It was. It was the dad who did it. So it wasn't horrible. Some stranger, some weird guy down the street. Well, I know. But, I mean, that needs to be talked about, too. It's not necessarily nice about
dad.
It.
So he ruined it for everybody.
Exactly. So, you know, it doesn't happen. But like anything else, use good sense. Go to the right neighborhoods. No, don't take your children across town. Please don't do that.
And why not?
You gonna do that? Are you?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
Because if they don't live there, they don't need to be over there. And the more car traffic you have, that's a bad situation.
Okay.
They're working hard to what? Get everybody to trick or treat between 6 and 8 tonight, right?
Yes.
That's the preferred times, if you will. So if you can do that, that's great. If you can't, we understand. Sunset is about 7 o'clock tonight. So actually, if you're out there by 6:30, then, you know, they can do their cute little costumes. And how many people are taking their babies with them? Are they dressing their baby up?
I did not do that.
Fat baby in a taco suit.
Oh, very nice.
As
there
a proud
you go.
Supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Well, it'll be a nice night for trick-or-treating, that's for sure. High temperature today will be 82 degrees, low tonight around 58. And we've got sunny skies all the way through the balance of the week. Each day getting a little bit warmer. Now, on Saturday, we do have a 20% chance of showers, and on Saturday night as well. And then on Sunday, cools down a little bit, down to about 78 degrees and a 30% chance of showers. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that that can happen. And it starts getting a little bit cooler in the evenings as we get on toward Monday, too, as we're down around 45 or so. Right now we have fair skies outside, humidity's 93%, winds are calm, and we have 55 degrees.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, here is the clearest sign yet that Democrats believe Obama probably going to lose the election. It comes by way of a new survey conducted by AP and researchers from Stanford, University of Michigan, University of Chicago. It finds that since electing Barack Obama, Americans have become increasingly racist. Anti-Obama sentiment couldn't be due to 4 years of an economy in the toilet. It can't be because of continuing objections to Obamacare, debt reflected in the 2010 elections. Nope. The non-racists who elected Obama president suddenly became racists after he took office. And the AP says those views could cost President Obama votes. Experts in race, says the AP, aren't surprised by the findings. They expected a backlash after Obama was elected. Republicans are more racist than Democrats, according to the survey, but Democrats are plenty racist, too. Supposedly, there's more police brutality against blacks now. Supposedly. And the racism extends to Hispanics, not just blacks. Racists hate everybody in an election year. And this racism is manifested in unfriendly bumper stickers, along with cartoons and effigies of Obama being lynched. It's not at all like previous years when Bush effigies were lynched and there were mean-spirited bumper stickers and cartoons. It's different now because white Americans are more racist, according to the non-racist whites at AP. So there you have it, folks. The official state-controlled media pre-excuse for an Obama loss, even before the votes are counted.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In this business climate, flexibility equals profitability. Just one more reason we chose a Regis office for 2 if by T. Business changes and plans change. The economy changes. Your Regis office changes to fit your needs. You can upsize or downsize your office, even change your office location anywhere within the Regis network with no penalty. Now, whatever your office needs, Regis can help save you a fortune. Your Regis office comes beautifully furnished in a prestigious building. You get a receptionist to greet your clients and answer your phones, meeting rooms when you need them, state-of-the-art video conferencing, and all of that with no long-term lease. Regis is the new way to work, folks. Go to regus.com/rush, and you'll get 2 months free. Or you can call and tell them Rush sent you, and you'll get your 2 free months. It's 1-800-OFFICES. This is Regis at 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Federal authorities expect more arrests before the year ends from the theft of mail in the Twin Cities. Postal Inspector Tony Rose in Houston has been working with local agencies.
The mail thefts in, up there that I saw, I went riding through the neighborhoods where they had the mail. There's a lot of neighborhoods up there around the university that have cluster boxes, what I call them, and you have 8 or 10 mailboxes all attached together. None of them have any locks. I mean, that way, you know, the mail thief doesn't even have to run up and down the street. He just pulls up at one spot and unloads it. They can steal your bill out of your mailbox, and in about 2 hours, they can be at a bank cashing it, and they've already altered the check and may have payable someone else.
With the assistance of 10 city and county detectives, a Bryan woman was arrested last weekend in College Station on federal charges, including possession of stolen mail and aggravated identity theft. Investigators are still trying to get answers to the bomb threat that led to the evacuation of Texas A&M. 22-year-old Darian Kelly of Bryan was arrested for using his cell phone to send an email through the email account of the woman accused of a bomb threat at Texas State. Lieutenant Alan Barone at A&M Police says Brittany Henderson has not been arrested but remains a person of interest.
The incident in hand is still under investigation, and we're continuing to work with both state, local and federal agencies to obtain additional information if possible in this incident.
Barone says Kelly, who has no connection to A&M, sent Henderson 2 text messages before the threat and 2 more afterwards. Investigators aren't saying if the content of those messages had anything to do with the bomb threat. The final numbers have been released from this year's first Brazos Valley Fair. Financially, there was a net profit of almost $21,000 on paid attendance of more than 16,000. General Manager Tom Quarles says another important number was the more than 350 volunteers.
We needed more help this year, and we made it work with what we had, but we're really hoping that we can get the same ones and get a lot more of them. And I think as we grow the fair, our need for volunteers and our need for charities and nonprofits to come out and help us is going to get a lot larger.
Revenue from the fair goes towards college scholarships and capital improvements at the expo. This morning brings a new traffic advisory in College Station. Those who drive Southwest Parkway at the freeway should watch out for new traffic signals. And TxDOT reports for eastbound vehicles there will be 2 left turn lanes going to the northbound frontage road. The changes will be made after the morning commute, including temporary lane closures while existing signal poles are removed. And business leaders are speaking out on the need for college-ready students in Texas, just as the school finance issue is on trial in Austin. Texas Association of Business President Bill Hammond says 42% of incoming students at community colleges require remedial education, causing many students to quit college altogether.
You have a system where in the past, everybody gets an A or B, 70% of the campuses are rated exemplary or recognized. And that's so far divorced from reality.
Hammond says the state's new STAR accountability system, which is based on the core principle of college readiness, should take care of the issue with a few modifications. He says once that is done, then the state lawmakers can focus on school finance. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 56 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, where you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
I'm Lloyd Joyce, candidate for Bryan City Council, Place 6. During my service as mayor, we formed the TMPA and constructed the Dansby Power Plant, which today is one of the best electric systems in Texas. We initiated the largest infrastructure in the city's history, paving 90 miles of dirt streets. I stand behind my record of accomplishments, and I ask you to cast your vote for Lloyd Joyce for Bryan City Council. I approve this political advertisement.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is slowly shifting off to our east, and as it does so, we'll start to warm up as we get closer to the weekend. Sunshine and dry weather continues. All that sunshine today warming us up to 80 to 85. It'll be clear near 60 tonight. More sun for tomorrow, high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. We'll have sunshine Friday, too, and highs are going to be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The guys who dressed up as me and Cliff, it's kind of, yeah, they look great.
If you'd like to see how great they looked, we've posted it on the WTAW Facebook page. We'll talk more about that coming up about Aggie football here in just a little bit. NBA started their regular season last night, and the A&M women's soccer team hits the road for their first SEC tournament ever. We'll share all that more in about 12 minutes.
But again, if they make a costume of you, you have arrived. You have.
Without question. And if you look at the picture, the guy that is dressed up, his name is Cash Conrad.
Okay.
Is a dead ringer.
He
looks like Coach Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay.
I mean, dead ringer for him.
Well, all you got to do is have an angular face and not shave, right?
That's pretty much what he did. Yeah. Black long sleeve shirt.
That's it. Other stuff that's going on for Halloween we didn't necessarily mention, and these are the only ones we have. There could certainly be others, but Light the Night starts at 6 o'clock tonight at Aldersgate United Methodist Church. Trunk or Treat starts at 6 o'clock at St. Luke's United Methodist. That's in Bryan, and Fall Festival starts at 6:30 at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Bryan. Again, could be others, but those are the ones that we have.
And the pumpkin patch for Habitat still open.
Ah, there you go. See, so lots of places and things for you to do. Now, when you think of a ghost, what does the ghost say?
Boo.
No, they say boo. If you don't say boo, then we have no bit here. So, not that it's a bit. It's an information nugget.
I'm sorry. A ghost says boo, Scott.
Gosh, thanks, Kevin. I think you're probably right. Now, researchers say that exclamation comes at the end of, boo. It has long frightened English-speaking children going all the way back to at least the 18th century. But the best anyone can tell, the first appearance of boo in print came from 1738, a pamphlet that was called Scotch Presbyterian Eloquence Displayed. It is a word that is used in northern Scotland to frighten crying children. Why do you want to frighten a crying child?
Make them stop crying.
Scottish people, they're just mean.
Poke a dog with a stick.
That's it. Exactly. So, but anyway, by the 1820s, if not sooner, the boo word had become a verbal device of all proper ghosts or people who wore sheets on their heads, whatever. And so variations of the word boo had actually been found in published books as far back as 500 years ago. But now, we see boo. Like there's a little sheeted ghost and you see like boo. So
can I make a little historical plug while we're talking about history?
A historical plug. Here we go.
Yes, if you're wanting to read something that's fascinating from that time period, the 1700s, you should read The Mysteries of Udolpho.
Okay.
That's the novel that's referred to in one of Jane Austen's novels. There's plenty of swooning heroines, flitting bats, and hooting owls in the graveyard.
Owls. Yeah.
But it's like 700 pages. So.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that's very
creepy.
Nice. I like that. So now, speaking of creepy, authorities yesterday uncovered a massive gambling operation targeting youth football games.
Get out.
Good grief.
In our favorite state, that's right, South Florida.
So they're betting on Pop Warner games?
Leading to the arrest of 9 men, including several coaches with extensive criminal backgrounds, who they say exploited kids to turn a profit.
Get out of here.
I mean, the 18-month investigation started when an ESPN journalist brought Broward County Sheriff's officials surveillance video showing parents openly exchanging money in the stands while watching their kids play tackle football games.
That's like a third world.
Authorities later discovered that the stakes on peewee games were high. More than $100,000 wagered on youth football championship.
Get out of here!
Man.
Coaches routinely met before games and set point spreads. But investigators don't believe the games were thrown or that coaches encouraged their players not to score touchdowns or make tackles to sway the outcome. In fact, police say they have no evidence that the players were aware of the bets, but ESPN noted the players were often paid for making big plays.
Get out of town.
How much do you pay a kid for making a big play?
It says sometimes in the thousands after a good game.
Oh, my God. For children.
They spoke to players who'd received money for their performance, in fact.
That is ludicrous.
It really is. How old are these kids?
Well, I don't know. That's they're playing tackle football, but they're not old enough to be playing organized, I guess.
Which would be 9 or 10.
Yeah.
If it's tackle football, it would be 9 or 10 years old.
Wow.
Hello.
Betting on sports? I'm shocked.
I know. It's really amazing. Hello.
Wasn't there just a Bountygate scandal in Pop Warner football?
Yeah, but that wasn't in Florida. Louisiana.
Yeah. Anyway, the sheriff's deputy estimates that about a fourth of the crowd at the games were criminals. He said the criminal world has infiltrated youth football.
That is absolutely absurd and very nauseating.
Yes, very disquieting. Very, very disquieting.
Wow.
So there you go.
So
ESPN broke that story.
So much for we're all winners and playing for the team.
Yeah.
Well, after the game, I mean, the kid's bound to go to hell with the trophy for participation. Pay me.
Yeah. Yes. Hello.
A quarter of the sports world is infiltrated by criminals. Look at the NBA, man.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Oh, gosh.
And once again, remember that the NFL wants to make sure that they're not near organized crime. They want to make sure. But the injury report has to be turned in 3 days before the kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Wonder what that's about.
Hmm. Oh, this is so the other team can prepare.
Oh, is that what
it
was? Oh, okay. We're sure about that. Yeah, okay. China wants its citizens to have the thrill of the outdoors without any danger. Officials now have installed a 300-foot staircase along the edge of the Brown Mountains. Well, the idea is to give visitors the thrill of rock climbing without putting them in harm's way. Oh, good.
Instead of rock climbing, what are you going to do? I'm going to walk a flight
of
stairs.
That's right. I'm going to go up 300 harrowing feet on these stairs. Plus, there's no expensive climbing gear. Of course not, because all you're doing is walking on stairs.
Until it rains on the stairs and it freezes over.
It's not long until we have stair race betting.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. Then they'll do the elevators. That's it. Okay, so now, let's say that you've got this tourist attraction, okay? It's something that has brought people from far and wide to your little neck of the woods. And so you decide, well, you know, it's kind of out a little ways from town. Let's bring it into town, okay? This is what they did in Reykjavik, Iceland. They had this ginormous boulder, okay? And so what they did is they decided to bring the boulder down to the town. Okay, this thing weighed 50 tons, and they're going to relocate it, and they tried to do that in 1970. But apparently the Mozons who did that broke the boulder when it got there. So now they've got a 50-ton broken boulder in the middle of Reykjavik.
Would there be two 25-ton boulders at that point?
I don't know if it even broke up evenly, but what do you do? Oh, that's it. You decide to tell people that it's inhabited by elves. That's it.
Oh, I've heard about my friend who lives in Reykjavik has told me about people.
It's a 50-ton rock that split in two and actually has ended up standing upside down in the city, but they've still got people who pay money to go look at the rock because they've convinced them that little people live inside the rock.
That's brilliant.
It is.
That's marketing genius.
Great marketing.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. To get your business started or to put new energy into your existing business, do you want just a loan or do you want momentum? American Momentum Bank is building Texas's bank on a foundation of community, service, and strength. That's why instead of just offering loans, only American Momentum Bank offers a unique combination of financial strength, expert guidance, and custom designed credit and treasury solutions to help grow your business. Carry that momentum over to your personal banking too with comprehensive products and services like the Momentum Mortgage, new CD packages, and remote deposit. For banking when you want it. Why is American Momentum so interested in Bryan College Station? Because our leaders live and work here. This is our community and we want it to grow. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111 or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Being a teen can be tough, and it's even tougher when you have to deal with acne, but you don't have to accept it. Just visit Childs Dermatology. They can properly diagnose and then effectively treat acne with equipment like Omnilux Light Therapy. The light is safe and harmless to your skin, and it's completely pain-free. So in a 20-minute treatment, Childs Dermatology can help you say so long to pimples, zits, and all those other annoying issues. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What should you say to be helpful to someone who's grieving? What if the answer is absolutely nothing? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Bob's first stint as a chaplain was at the local hospital. His second night on the job, he was called to the emergency room to assist a family whose daughter had been severely injured in a car accident. After introducing himself, Bob reassured the family their daughter was in the hands of the hospital's best doctors. Then his mind went blank, paralyzed by an unsettling thought. What do you say to comfort someone whose daughter's life hung by a thread? Bob stayed close to the family all evening, but he was mostly silent. Even after their daughter was out of danger, Bob felt demoralized, believing he'd let the family down in their time of need. To his surprise, as they were leaving, they expressed their deep gratitude that he'd been so caring and attentive. And that's when he realized words could have never washed away their grief. What they needed was someone to be present with them in the midst of their pain. And that is what those close to us need in a time of crisis. Not our advice, but our presence, our willingness to sit with them in silence, to cry with them, or to simply listen. It doesn't erase someone's sorrow, but it does allow them to draw upon your strength as they walk through their pain. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
We're in the studio now with world famous Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Well, I say world famous because I've heard Sean Hannity talk about you. Do you guys like fly around in the G5 together or kidding aside, how does that happen?
For Sean Hannity to endorse us? Well, you know, he obviously vets some of the top producing realtors all over the country just to make sure that they're worthy of his endorsement. So we're flattered with that. But, you know, they look at our sales statistics. They look at our aggressive marketing. They look at the satisfaction of our clientele. And then they, you know, determine whether or not he feels comfortable endorsing his listeners to use us. So that's how that worked.
So you can say you have the cell phone number now of a celebrity by calling Jen Zweiker at 324-4796. And if you're lucky, maybe she'll pass off Sean's number to you. But anyway, it's Zweiker and Associates at Keller Williams. And away we go. Good morning, sports fans. Time for your sports on WTAW. It's 7:51, and we'll start you off with a little lighter side this morning. Coach, someone was asked about pictures that are circulating around the internet of a couple guys that look remarkably familiar to him, anyway.
Are you talking about the picture of the guys who are dressed up as me and Cliff? It's good. They look great. Does that mean you finally made it when you become a costume? Is that the deal?
You have arrived.
Yeah, I don't know. Any other questions?
Fortunately, there was time for me to ask him a question, and we'll get to that in just a second. If you want to see those pictures, we've posted them on our Facebook page. Now, with the Aggies coming off a big blowout win over Auburn, I got to ask Coach Sumlin what it was like to be able to rest all of his starters for almost an entire half of football, leading into a pretty important game against Mississippi State.
From that standpoint, it was good to get those guys off the field, but it's also good to get the young guys in there and play a substantial amount of plays, you know, and really play as many plays as the starters did in a SEC football game on the road, you know, and stretch them out a little bit. And so, you know, there are a lot of pluses to a game like that in the middle of the season.
And what most consider one of the most evenly matched games of the season, number 16 takes on number 17. That would be the Aggs and the Bulldogs. Kickoff set 4:11, and all the action can be heard right here on 1620 WTAW. Moving now to Major League Baseball, Dwight Howard and Steve Nash in the offense didn't translate to good night for Los Angeles. And it was a good night, however, for Dallas.
Howard got himself caught underneath, and off the hands of Wright comes to Carter with 7 on the clock, hits the jumper.
Darren Collins added another 17, and the Mavs thumped the Lakers 99-91. The NBA champion Miami Heat opened the 2012-2013 the way they ended the last season.
In rhythm for three, and from downtown, LeBron James showing some range.
Three-time MVP, no hesitation beyond the arc.
Dwayne Wade poured in 29, LeBron added 26 and 10 rebounds, and the Heat beat the Celtics 120-107. Congratulations are in order for Consolidated. Lady Tigers volleyball team beat Klein Collins to win the Bay District. They're now moving on to the area region of 5A volleyball play, and I believe they take on Westlake. Brittany Griner is the third player to be a two-time unanimous choice in the Associated Press Women's Basketball Preseason All-American team. Griner received 40 votes from the national media. A&M women's golf team concluded their fall season by coming in second place. The men finished off in sixth in their final tournament. And finally, the number 13 Fighting Texas Aggie soccer team looking to carry their conference tournament success from the Big 12 to the SEC. They kick things off today in the second round of the playoffs against South Carolina at noon in Alabama. That's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
We have enough politicians in Austin. How about we send someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in the area, and calls District 12 his home? Hi, Kyle Cassell here. I am running to be the next Republican state representative in House District 12. Go to KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell.com to find out more. I am Kyle Cassell, asking for your vote for state representative, House District 12. I paid for and approved this ad.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hey, about 3 till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Other little facts, fun facts for Candy. Do you know why Double Bubble Bubblegum is pink? Do you know why it's pink?
No, why is it pink?
Well, because pink was the only food dye that was on hand.
Are you serious?
Yep, that's right, yep. And Charleston Chew, that candy bar, you might think it was named after the city, but it wasn't. It was the dance.
It's that old.
It was the dance. And Milton Hershey, in 1904, had a Name the Town contest. And the winner was Hershey Coco, spelled K-O-K-O, Hershey Coco. But the post office rejected that, so they had to call it just Hershey. Okay. Jolly Rancher, according to the candy's website, the name Jolly Rancher was chosen to suggest hospitable Western company.
Well,
I guess so. And dentine. Dentine is the combination of the word dental and hygiene. That's how we get that.
No kidding.
That's right. And it's time again for Knock Knock Jokes.
Oh,
because today is Knock Knock Joke Day. Remember?
Okay. How about a Knock You Down joke?
Yeah, who'd we leave off with? Kevin. Okay.
I think I'm the one, the next torture victim.
Here we go. Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
I know this joke, but I'm going to pretend like I don't. Good. Banana who?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? All right. Knock, knock. It's your turn, Kevin. No, he's not playing.
That's what he gets to
playing.
Do because he's the boss.
Right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me.
Really, it's just me. I'm telling knock, knock jokes.
You're such a nerd.
Thank you. And here's my favorite. This is my favorite. Okay. Kat, you get this one.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
No, they don't. Cows go moo.
Oh, so clever.
Such a dork.
I'm proud I work for you.
Kids can take that to school today. And
such a dork.
Best boss ever.
Oh, what is that? Knock, knock. Okay, who's there?
Is that you?
That's him. That's
not me.
He's doing the
knock.
It's
a ghost.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No,
exactly.
Cat, ghosts go boo.
Nearly every website has a privacy policy and terms of service deal, right?
Yes.
Those are the things that you quickly click through to complete your registration, right?
Right.
A new study reveals that if you actually bothered to read all the privacy policies that you encounter on a daily basis, you would end up using 250 working hours per year, about 30 work days.
So, no kidding.
Exactly. So, I mean, to reduce the number of able-bodied drivers who use the spots to park. Once again, really? You got to do that? It's that far to walk? All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. About 82 today, 58 tonight, and warmer as we go through the week. 56 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The damage is done, and the cleanup daunting.
They'll never be able to replace it, never be able to rebuild.
She's in South Kingston, Rhode Island, where homes were destroyed by Sandy. A lot of people don't know what they're going to do next, all down the coast. And crews are trying to cut through trees, trying to restore power to more than 8 million homes and businesses from the Mid-Atlantic to the Midwest. The storm is blamed for 55 deaths. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in the destruction in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Well, some people dodged huge problems.
We didn't get any in the house, thank God, but we lost most of the garage.
While others did not.
Terrible. Terrible. 5 feet of water in my house.
But those people here in Atlantic City still have houses. A series of natural gas fires again flaring up north of here in the shore town of Mantaloking. No word yet on how much damage it's doing in a place where a dozen homes burned down on Monday. Meanwhile, President Obama will be here in Atlantic City later today for a tour of the damage, Dave.
Now, Rich, in northern New Jersey, residents in a few flooded out towns are in shelters. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live at Teterboro Airport.
Dave, crews here are digging out the mud-covered runway, and it's also where National Guard troops are loading supplies onto trucks. 2.2 million people are without power in New Jersey. Thousands are in shelters, including one here, and many of these people have been rescued after a levee burst along the Hackensack River, flooding Munacki in Little Ferry, New Jersey. Here in Bergen County, trees and power lines are down all over the place, and it's far from getting back to normal, Dave.
Jeff, in New York City,
it's still dangerous.
Mayor Bloomberg calls the cleanup a mammoth job. But buses are running later this hour. Wall Street will reopen using generators.
You can't get here via subway. You can get a cab if you can find one. It's really desolate down here. There's no parking garages. to park in, and many of the streets are shut down. No traffic lights.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti outside the New York Stock Exchange. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide during the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center
at the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecans Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit RoyaltyPecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police report that just before 3 this morning, there was an aggravated robbery at an apartment on Holloman Drive. Two suspects with firearms assaulted three victims and stole money and electronic items before fleeing. Suspect 1 is described as a black male in his early 20s, chubby and about 6'2". The other is a black male about 5'8", also chubby and in his early 20s. Contact CSPD with any information. A Bryan man is accused of sending a bomb threat to Texas A&M nearly 2 weeks ago. Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says among the questions is the relationship between the accused, 22-year-old Darian Kelly, and the woman whose email account Kelly used to send the threat with his cell phone.
They are definitely acquaintances, and there is a connection there between the two. As far as the details regarding their relationship, is not being released at this time, but there is definitely a connection.
The woman, Brittany Henderson, is accused of sending a bomb threat to Texas State University. Barone says she has not been charged in the A&M incident, but remains a person of interest. Police are also investigating what led Kelly, who has no connection to A&M, to send the email, and if there is any connection to 4 text messages Kelly sent to Henderson, 2 before the threat and 2 afterwards. Last weekend's arrest of a Bryan woman on federal mail charges is just the beginning. Postal Inspector Tony Rose in Houston says 20-year-old Ashley Carter is part of a group accused of stealing mail and aggravated identity theft.
This group was just wearing out the police department up there. They were, I mean, I've got them, these people on video lots of times using credit cards and checks. So they weren't being very secretive, I guess. They weren't covering the tracks too well. So they're very well known to the local police, and that's why we're trying to dock the case federals, because they're just not learning their lesson with the state.
To reduce the risk of having incoming mail stolen, Rose suggests buying mailboxes that lock and going to the post office to mail bills and anything else containing personal information. College Station motorists should take note of a traffic change at Southwest Parkway and the freeway. TxDOT reports new traffic signals will be activated following this morning's commute. There will be temporary lane closures while existing signal poles are removed. And for eastbound traffic, this means two left-turn lanes going to the northbound frontage road. Organizers of the first Brazos Valley Fair say the inaugural event was a success. General Manager Tom Quarles says paid attendance was more than 16,000 and there was a net profit of almost $21,000. Quarles says two financial goals of the fair have already been met. One is awarding college scholarships.
Even though we didn't plan to do this in the first year, they voted to actually give scholarships at the conclusion of the 2012-2013 academic year to graduating high school seniors. We hadn't decided exactly which route that we're going to take as far as selection goes, but that's something that the executive board will consider in the near future.
And the fair board authorized capital improvements at the expo. More than 1,500 people shared in $33,000 in prize money, and the fair received $58,000 as its cut from the Midway provider. They're talking about $20 billion in damage from Superstorm Sandy, and if you'd like to know who's going to pay for it, look in the mirror. San Antonio insurance broker Mike Venson says don't be surprised if several years down the road, people in Texas may start seeing higher premiums because of the storm.
Whenever you have a storm this big that hits a major area and does a lot of damage, there usually will be some ripple effect in future premiums.
He says a storm this catastrophic can't be covered by only raising premiums on people who are directly affected. He says the increase won't be much, and we may not see it for a couple of years. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening the door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Think you make the best salsa in the Brazos Valley? Now it's your chance to prove it. The 2012 Brazos Valley World Fest, Saturday, November 10th, now includes a salsa contest. Judging will be for any type of salsa, including hot or cold, green or red, cooked or raw, as well as any level of spice. The contest includes two categories, amateur and professional. Visit BrazosValleyWorldFest.org to find out more and sign up today. Once again, you can get all the info at BrazosValleyWorldFest.org.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure is slowly shifting off to our east, and as it does so, we'll start to warm up as we get closer to the weekend. Sunshine and dry weather continues. All that sunshine today warming us up to 80 to 85. It'll be clear near 60 tonight. More sun for tomorrow, high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. We'll have sunshine Friday, too, and highs are going to be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11. Now it's time for our semi-regular feature, Read the News Slowly, as we go back to a story that Kat did in the last newscast.
Read the news.
Yep. And we're going to have her read the story slowly so that this can really sink in. Going back to that pretty much last story that you did, having to do with the impact of Hurricane Sandy.
Okay.
Upon those of us who are not being impacted at all by Hurricane Sandy.
All right. Tell me when.
Well, just, I think anything after the soundbite, if you just want to read that. This is how we will be affected by Hurricane Sandy.
Okay.
You're on.
He says
whoever he is,
this catastrophic yes. can't be covered by only raising premiums on people who are directly affected.
Got that? Okay. We all get to share in the fun because people in New Jersey can't afford to pay for it. They're going to let people in other states do that. Go ahead now.
Okay. He says the increase won't be much.
Okay. Let's define much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, much to him and much to us could be different, but go ahead.
And we may not see it for a couple of years.
Oh.
But he says that this is a normal, it's a normal practice.
Well, of course it is. Of course it. See, there's only like two insurance companies, okay?
Oh.
You understand? And then what they do is they share the risk with each other.
Uh-huh.
They kind of overlap because obviously one company, if there is a catastrophic situation where there have to be lots of claims, they have to kind of sell that risk off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it all yourself. So they all share the risk. I think like Lloyd's is one of them, and I don't know who the other is. But they pretty much interlock when it comes to the really, really bad stuff. Hello?
No, I'm glad you brought that up, Scott, because I've never really understood that about insurance companies, how, you know, if I'm 3 days late, they cut all the coverage and want me to pay double and triple, but then when it comes time for them to pay out, they act like they don't understand that they shouldn't have to and cry about it.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks. I don't know that they necessarily triple it, but yeah, the idea is it's a shared risk, and because this is happening and it's so widespread, they just feel like the larger the event, the larger the pool needs to be to share in taking care of the amount of money that they are having to pay out for that. So, once again, won't happen this year.
I mean, if that's the way it's set up.
Yeah.
Really, if something happened to us, shouldn't they also, they would pay into our needs? Oh,
without a doubt, there'd be people, right. There'd be people in Oregon who would be doing that as well.
If we're helping other people out, if we would want to help them anyway,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. 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 Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's.
Oh, this. There, the insurance company is helping us then do that. Is that it?
No.
They're helping us share in the risk.
I'm just
making
saying,
us feel better.
Well, it doesn't mean that I'm, oh boy, let's pay extra money.
Yeah.
But wouldn't they help us, the people in the other states in the north,
if something destroyed the south? The insurance company's making sure that they do.
We were all paying for Katrina.
Yeah, hello.
I promise you that.
Yeah, they can use, they can offset the cost with all that tourism money they're going to make off the shuttle.
There you exactly.
I just remember
right back at them.
I remember being angry last year whenever Grimes County caught on fire.
Oh yeah,
and the president denied getting
the
helicopters that would have helped put out our fire.
Yep,
wouldn't let them come to Texas.
Yep.
So
see?
I don't know. I try not to be a bitter person, but
well, and again, you believe that those people would help, but here's the federal government.
I mean, I hope they would. It doesn't mean they would.
Right. But the federal government, who should be on the cutting edge, the leading edge when it comes to helping out those people who can't help themselves, the president was busy. Yeah, he decided not to do that. Yeah, politics sometimes does rear its ugly head as well. So last couple of mornings, I've AMC is having their Fright Fest, okay, where they're doing nothing but scary movies, all right? Now, probably the genre of movies that I like the best are really, really horrible science fiction movies. You know, like Plan 9 from Outer Space.
You mean horrible as in cheesy or horrible
Horrible as in cheesy, yeah. Like Plan 9 from Outer Space was my all-time favorite.
Oh, wow.
And many people, you know, would agree that that's one of the worst made. Yeah, one of the worst ever made. But the last two mornings, I've been able to capture a part of these movies that, I mean, like yesterday morning I got up and that movie was so terrible, I walked in and I turned on my DVR just to capture the end of it, because I just needed to know how it ended. And it was called The Brain Eaters.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Were these people using neti pots?
No, and it starred Ed Nelson. If you remember Ed Nelson, who was an actor for years, who's retired, he's about 85 and lives in Louisiana now. But what happens is, I mean, you know, these little things, and they eat your brain. They plug their, they stick, you know, holes in the base of your neck, and they eat your brain or something. And the idea is, how are they going to finish this off? And amazingly, I mean, there's 4 minutes left in the movie. I don't know how it's going to end, and suddenly Ed Nelson comes up with a way to kill off these brain eaters. And, you know, that was great. And then this morning, this one was so terrible I didn't even capture it. It was from 1958 called How to Make a Monster. And what happened is, the guy who is the head of the makeup department at American International Studios is told new owners are coming in and they're going to fire him. They're going to eliminate his position because they're not going to make monster movies anymore. So what he does is make some kind of a solvent to put on the faces of these teenage stars so that they become monsters in real life.
So
they
kill people. Cobbles his own monsters
together.
Exactly.
It's what he did. He did that so that they would go and kill the people who would do him in. How to Make a Monster. I mean, and again,
it's an interesting premise.
Well, it is.
Sounds like a comic book plot.
Well, yeah. The Brain Eater, they shot in 6 days, by the way. So that was pretty good. And I'm looking at Internet Movie Database for How to Make a Monster, and 377 people went to the trouble of voting on it and gave it a 2.5-star rating. So it is. I mean, it's just, I love that. You know, I'll capture that stuff, and Jackie comes in while I'm watching. She shakes her head and turns around and walks out. Because, I mean, it's just great. It is so bad, it's good. And these poor people who want to be actors are in it, and they can't deliver a line to save their lives, but at least they got a chance to make a movie.
That would be like calling me an actor.
Good. But I mean, see, there are people who want to do that.
I don't know. Having been around theater departments and now having worked in a radio station,
yeah.
Just the other day I was thinking that actors and radio people seem like very similar animals.
Well, we could be, but the thing is, radio people generally interact with the general public a lot more than actors do. You know, actors live in that...
I don't know. See, I thought radio people were kind of isolationist,
antisocial, yeah.
Working in a box.
That's just Scott.
Yeah, that's just me. That's the other people. Other people actually get out and talk to people. I, on the other hand, don't do that very much. But, yeah, I don't know. I just I saw an interview yesterday with Christopher Walken, who tries to make himself off as normal. And I don't believe that.
No.
I'm not believing that. So anyway.
Did you see the thing about Lucasfilm being sold to Disney?
Yeah, we were going to get to that, but we can do that now. $5.08 billion.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's the mouse. What do you want? They want to make sure that they've got as much diversity as possible. And, you know, George Lucas has gotten to make the movies he wanted to.
Does it sound like more opportunities for horrendous Jar Jar stuff?
Well, if people...
They're making
people,
three more.
Yeah, that's,
no.
Yeah, they are. They're going to make three more Star Wars movies for people who want to see that. And, you know,
see,
and
I love Star Wars, but I just like the old ones.
Well,
I really don't like the new ones very much.
I'm more excited about what they're going to do at Disneyland and Disney World.
Oh, now that is a cool idea.
All right, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just thinking about what
just
they
the
could
idea.
Do.
Oh.
With the idea of the rides that they already have in those parks, you know they'll create a whole theme area. And more importantly for this Irishman, I could finally go to that alien bar.
Oh, there you go. Now, and one of the things, of course, that Disney used to do, don't know that the new Disney, the new mouse, is going to do this, but what Disney was able to do before was they would recycle their product. They would bring it back about every 7 to 9 years.
Oh, they still do that.
Because they can gather in a new market. Well, but the thing is, availability of the product is changing all the time. So that now, you know, you can get it, you can find it, you can capture it, and you might not need to go back in and recycle and become a buyer again. So I don't know how that will change. And again, that they got marketing people. They're smart. They'll figure out how to maximize the dollars. Don't have to worry about that. But you can bet that they're going to come back and obviously try to drag everybody through the initial Star Wars again. And the other thing that this gives them, which Disney has always been great at,
it's like you're equating it to mud.
Well, I am. But it's licensing. I mean, we will see so many more licensing opportunities. And granted, Star Wars, that
was the first one that ever really did the whole
that franchise really did. And, you know, Disney will come back and they'll find another way to do it. You know, the classic case of Disney is Winnie the Pooh, because Winnie the Pooh had been around for a long, long, long time, obviously. But it wasn't until Disney got the rights to it that they really started marketing this thing. And, you know, now you got the poo everything's out there. And yeah, that's just, that's Disney. That's what they do. They do that kind of stuff.
Oh, this is good music.
This is that scene.
It is.
The Star Wars Cantina scene.
Well, again, you know, and that's really creative stuff. And that's the other thing about Disney, at least when Walt ran it, was, you know, he didn't necessarily pay his people the most money. It was the idea of being on the cutting edge of where things were going. And, of course, you got Pixar in there. So when you put together, you know, Pixar, Lucasfilms, and Disney all together.
Apple, and Disney will own everything.
They will. Yeah, I think that's it. Is Disney wants to be the seat. There may be only three chairs there, but they want to have one of them. And they figure Google will be the other one. Yeah, then that'll end up being those two basically controlling the world as far as our entertainment. And, of course, it'll be Procter & Gamble and Unilever that'll own everything that we take into our bodies and clean our houses with. So, yeah, that'll be just fine.
I think we've solved all the world's problems.
Oh, sure we have. It's 8:22 right now. A new survey has found that the baldest guys work in sales. I'm gonna go post this back there in the sales pavilion. Yeah.
There's only a couple guys that are even thinning. Me and Tucker are the baldest guys here.
That's right. 60% of sellers say that they have lost their hair, or at least have started to, because of the stress of their job. Most say that they had a full head of hair when they started. Well, yeah, but it's over time as well.
Just like sellers, Roger Maris.
Sellers are number one on the shiny head list, with web developers second, followed by software engineers. Hair loss affects 40% of men under the age of 35. Now, again, to go back to reference Christopher Walken, because I just saw the interview with him yesterday. Johnny Depp, I think, told him, what you need to do is yank on your hair every day for 5 minutes. And if you'll do that, it loosens up your scalp. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
As a woman, no, I've never heard
that. Yeah, well, but again, he's got a great head of hair. I don't know how old he is. He's probably, in his late 60s?
Well, part of it has 70s. To do with genetics.
Most of it is genetic.
It has to do with if your mother's grandfather had a full head of hair.
But then again, if you want to just yank on your hair, I guess you could probably do that as well. All right, day 23.
The street is about to reopen. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Wall Street is back in business this morning. The markets will open on time at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. We do expect a rush of trading. The SEC has the right to halt trading if things get out of hand. Asian markets finish mostly higher. Most of the European markets are also heading upwards. Futures on the NASDAQ down now down a point, and S&P 500 futures are up 6. General Motors reported a 13% drop in third quarter earnings. GM blames widening losses in Europe and higher warranty expenses. Still, the numbers beat analysts' expectations. And trick-or-treating may be canceled in parts of the Northeast, but the National Retail Federation is out with its list of most popular costumes this year. Broken down by category, the most popular adult costume is a witch. For children, it's a princess, and you should see a lot of pets being dragged around in pumpkin outfits. The report on consumer confidence will be released tomorrow. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy.
At the center of it all.
The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central. Thursdays on NBC.
42, 43, $2.43.
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was a right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
A busy month going on for the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and Mary's here this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, Scott. Thank you.
Let's talk about something that's coming up straight ahead, and that is Dressed to a T, and this is going on at Marymount. So tell me a little bit about this.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful opportunity for ladies to enjoy a high tea. It'll be at Marymount Country Club, like you said. It's November 1st. And be wonderful, be a fashion show and all sorts of special surprises and, of course, all the food and wonderful things that you get at Marymount. And just to get tickets and things, just call us. It's almost sold out. But go ahead and call us at the Symphony office, 979-696-6100, and we can help you get tickets for that.
Well, kind of fun. And then a great event, because it's a collaborative effort, Ode to Joy, coming up. And this is an opportunity to really hear so many talented people in presentation.
This is the big, big concert of the year. It's the one that everyone's been waiting for. This is going to have Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which is, you can't perform it very often because it calls for so many people to be in it. But our community has the opportunity to do that because we have the Brazos Valley Chorale, Texas A&M Century Singers under the direction of Jess Wade, that are going to be joining the symphony, and Marcelo Bosica will be conducting them in that masterpiece. It is an opportunity, just don't miss it. I call it the cast of thousands. We'll have about 300 people on stage, and we have between 1,500 and 2,000 in the audience, so don't miss this opportunity.
Now, that's coming up Sunday, and it'll be at Rudder, Sunday, November the 4th. It starts at 5 o'clock, and this is spectacular. I always enjoy seeing when the singing cadets sing, because they get all their singers together. This is even bigger and better than that because the symphony's involved.
It's going to be absolutely wonderful. And don't forget, before, we have a pre-concert lecture that is, we have a lady that comes down that does these, that she's absolutely entertaining and informative. And that starts at 4 o'clock. Then the concert's at 5. And then join us for after dinner. The University Club upstairs is going to be open, and it's $30, includes tax and gratuity for a wonderful buffet there. And just make a whole evening of it.
Now, Mary, let's talk for a minute about that pre-lecture, because obviously what you want to do is you want to widen the fold. You want more people to come in, and knowing about the performance beforehand helps. Age-wise, what is that geared towards, so people will understand, you know, what age kiddos, if they wanted to bring their youngsters with them?
Well, it's certainly, we have, in fact, there's a large group of children that come to the symphony. And it's geared for everything from, we even have elementary school kids that come. And it's geared for that through, our seniors.
So if you have a young person in your home who's interested in music, this is a good opportunity to really get them introduced to the performance before they sit there.
Absolutely. The pre-concert lecture just tells you a little bit about, you know, what's going to happen as far as what was going on at the time the composer did this. And certainly with Beethoven, it's a very interesting life to be learned about.
Okay, so Dress to a T, that's November 1st, and then the Ode to Joy is on the 4th. And again, if they want tickets, what do they do?
You can do one of two things. You can go to our website at bvso.org and get them there, or you can call the MSC box office at 845-1234 and get them there.
All right, there you go. Mary here from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, lineman. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M and Mississippi State in Starkville on Saturday, 10 o'clock broadcast time on this radio station, and the Aggie Radio Network will kick at 11 o'clock. Head coach Kevin Sumlin talks about the mental attitude and the preparation that the players go through to get ready to play each Saturday.
There's nobody that lines up on Saturday or has a college uniform or plays for anybody that doesn't want to win on Saturday. you know, it's the effort, it's the willingness to put in all the hard work and preparation. And I think our guys are starting to understand that. And then to take that a step further, you know, you have to be emotionally ready to play this game. We're not playing checkers. We're playing football. So, you know, it's you have to get your mind right as we talk about it and be excited to play the game. And emotion's a big key in that. And I think, you know, our guys are understanding that, particularly on the road.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. That's your Aggie football report. And I'm Dave South.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two suspects remain at large after an aggravated robbery at an apartment on Holloman Drive early this morning. College Station police report that two suspects with firearms entered the apartment and assaulted three victims, stealing money and electronics before fleeing. Suspect one is described as a black male in his early 20s, chubby and about 6'2". The other is a black male, about 5'8", also chubby and in his early 20s. Contact CSPD with any information. Federal authorities expect more arrests before the year ends from the theft of mail in the Twin Cities. Postal Inspector Tony Rose in Houston has been working with local agencies.
The mail thefts up there that I saw, I went riding through the neighborhoods where they had the mail. There's a lot of neighborhoods up there around the university that have cluster boxes, what I call them, and you have 8 or 10 mailboxes all attached together. None of them have any locks. I mean, that way, you know, the mail thief doesn't even have to run up down the street. He just pulls up at one spot and unloads it. They can steal your bill out of your mailbox, and in about 2 hours, they can be at a bank cashing it, and they've already altered the check and may have payable someone else.
With the assistance of 10 city and county detectives, a Bryan woman was arrested last weekend in College Station on federal charges, including possession of stolen mail and aggravated identity theft. Investigators are still trying to get answers about the bomb threat that led to the evacuation of Texas A&M. 22-year-old Darian Kelly of Bryan was arrested for using his cell phone to send an email through the email account of the woman accused of a bomb threat at Texas State. Lieutenant Alan Barone at A&M Police says Brittany Henderson has not been arrested but remains a person of interest.
The incident in hand is still under investigation, and we're continuing to work with both state, local, and federal agencies to obtain additional information, if possible, in this incident.
Barone says Kelly, who has no connection to A&M, sent Henderson 2 text messages before the threat and 2 more afterwards. Investigators aren't saying if the content of those messages had anything to do with the bomb threat. The final numbers have been released from this year's first Brazos Valley Fair. Financially, there was a net profit of almost $21,000 on paid attendance of more than 16,000. General Manager Tom Quirrell says another important number was the more than 350 volunteers.
We needed more help this year, and we made it work with what we had, but we're really hoping that we can get the same ones and get a lot more of them. And I think as we grow the fair, our need for volunteers and our need for charities and nonprofits to come out and help us is going to get a lot larger.
Revenue from the fair goes towards college scholarships and capital improvements at the expo. This morning brings a new traffic advisory in College Station. Those who drive Southwest Parkway at the freeway should watch out for new traffic signals. And TxDOT reports for eastbound vehicles there will be 2 left-turn lanes going to the northbound frontage road. The changes will be made after the morning commute, including temporary lane closures while existing signal poles are removed. Business leaders are speaking out on the need for college-ready students in Texas, just as the school finance issue is on trial in Austin. Texas Association of Business President Bill Hammond says 42% of incoming students at community colleges require remedial education, causing many students to quit college altogether.
You have a system where in the past, everybody gets an A or B, 70% of the campuses are rated exemplary or recognized. And that's so far divorced from reality.
Hammond says the state's new STAR accountability system, which is based on the core principle of college readiness, should take care of the issue with a few modifications. He says once that is done, then the state lawmakers can focus on school finance. WTAW News time is 8:36. It's 59 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information, services, maybe samples of your business. Get there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have a large area of high pressure which continues to control our weather as it shifts off towards the eastern United States very slowly. Well, we'll have the tendency to warm up. We'll see sun today. Temperatures are probably going to reach 80 to 85. Clear tonight near 60. Sun tomorrow with a high of 85. Tomorrow night partly cloudy. Lows near 65. Sunshine, we'll see it throughout the day on Friday. Highs on Friday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. It's 8:38. So now, many people are used to returning merchandise if they find that it doesn't match their needs, right? I mean, that's just...
That's what you do.
Part of the process. But a Chinese man went a step further and returned his wife.
Oh, no.
Getting $120,000 in a court settlement.
Yeah. What?
Yep. Where did he return her to?
I don't know. Brown Fang, living in northern China, has filed for divorce from his wife after he found their newborn child to be, quote, incredibly ugly, arguing that the wife tricked him into the union by appearing to be a beautiful woman when she, instead, was ugly.
Every baby looks the same, whether they're ugly or beautiful. Really,
the claim goes on. I married my wife out of love, but as soon as we had our first daughter, we began having marital issues. Our daughter was incredibly ugly to the point where it horrified me.
That's terrible.
So old Brown was having a tough time with this.
He was, exactly. Mr. Feng, that's his last name, I guess, after accusing his wife of cheating, since the child didn't look like him at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Was later confronted by his wife with the bitter truth. Cosmetic surgery. That's right.
It
was
what?
Apparently a case of false advertising, as it turned out that his once beloved had spent $100,000 on plastic surgery to modify her appearance.
Holy
cow. Oh, my
cow.
Goodness.
Look how they changed their tune, folks. Appalled by the look of this child.
If he really loved her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, shallows everywhere, I guess.
It was all a facade.
Yes, it really, a facade. Yeah.
A facade.
Yeah, and never revealed the surgery that she had had to enhance her looks. The reaction in social media to the story has largely been in support of the husband.
What?
The female audience also largely sided with him. Of course I would. If you start a relationship with a lie, where else does it end?
Well, at least she wasn't a man or something.
Yeah. You don't know that. It just says plastic surgery.
That's right. We don't know. We're not exactly sure how far that went, but nonetheless.
Pretty sure a man can't give birth.
Oh, sure. Didn't they have one of those
a couple of years ago?
Some guy who did. We're not going there. Okay, anyway.
Oh, y'all just ruined my day.
Yeah, no, well, it's true.
Hey, talk about horrifying Halloween.
Speaking of horrifying Halloween, have you seen the story from Sandy?
Sandy who? Oh, you mean the Hermitage?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about Under the Tree?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us?
This is incredible. On Monday night, Sandy blew over a massive tree in New Haven, Connecticut. The lady that owned the house, her name's Katie, came out to see, you know, after in the morning to see what had happened. Tangled in the roots of the uprooted tree were human bones.
Do what?
Human bones.
Do you know how to test whether something is bones or petrified wood while we're at this topic?
Okay.
If you lick it, if it sticks to your tongue, it's a bone. If you find a piece in your yard, I'm just saying, sometimes it's important.
I ain't licking anything that looks like a bone.
I'll tell you what else. That tree, it was planted on the 100th anniversary of Lincoln's birth.
It was planted in 1909.
Why are you licking bones?
I've lived a full life, Scott.
Man. Yeah.
Okay. It's to tell whether it's a bone or not.
They've given the bones to an anthropologist who more than likely won't lick them from Yale University to be examined.
Well, if he already knows it's a bone, there's really no reason
to
lick it.
That's right. In that case, you're exactly right.
This is a geologist and archaeologist tip. Just remember, when you are out in the field and you find something, you're like, oh my goodness, is this a petrified palm frond from the Cretaceous period?
Exactly.
Or is this a bone?
Yeah.
If it sticks to your tongue, it's probably a bone.
Yeah. Okay.
There you have it.
Okay. Holy mackerel, Andy.
There we go. So we got the whole thing. I don't think it was said that like that, but anyway.
I will never, ever win that trivia contest again.
Right. So how many people have ever been born?
Okay. Ever?
Ever. How many people ever have been born?
2.5 billion.
Well, no, because there's like 7 billion on the Earth now. So.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's okay. You were close. Now, apparently, according to calculations from a demographer by the name of Carl Hobb, about 107 billion people have been born up to now. And 100 billion of them are dead. So, you know, for that 6.5 or 7% that's
one of them's under a tree.
Yeah, that's right. One of them's under a tree. But imagine that. I find that interesting. I don't know that I ever thought about it before, but that way you know, just in case you wondered, that that's how many people have apparently ever been born. All right, pro football. Of course, man, I just can't. Well, I really can't get enough of it.
Yeah, nice.
I know, but anyhow, pro football fans have kind of grown familiar with what happens in the NFL after a touchdown. Over the past few seasons.
They have to go to review.
Well, actually, I was meaning the celebration.
Oh.
You know, because they do, right? They do a dance. Apparently, Ron Gronowski from the New England Patriots, he's a tight end, imitated both a Buckingham Palace guard and something resembling a male stripper, fortunately not in the same touchdown.
I think that's Gronkowski.
Oh, okay. That's good enough for me. Several players like the Dolphins, defensive end, Oliver Vernon, apparently has done a Gangnam-style dance now after a touchdown.
Gangnam.
Yeah, them too. But one franchise is not doing this. Did you know that?
Not dancing?
Not dancing.
No, because it...
Are they Baptists?
No.
No, it's not Baylor.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they don't have a pro team.
It's Jacksonville, right? Yeah. Jacksonville.
No, really?
Yes, the Jaguars are doing something different. They are systematically killing off the dance party. Here's the deal. Is the coach, his name is Mike Mularkey, his first year, he got with his players and got them to kind of buy into this reduced celebration policy by introducing a wrinkle. He has decided that he would donate to charity every time they handed the ball over to the referee. Then they could celebrate with their teammates, but not doing any kind of little dancing thing while they've got the ball. And it's worked so far.
That's awesome.
It is. Through 11 games, including the preseason, 16 Jaguar touchdowns have made the cut for the donation. The typical touchdown celebration now looks more like, hey, you know, high fives with the team kind of thing. And as a result, he's donated $250. It's being matched by the Jaguars Foundation. And so far, they've raised $28,000 this year for Ronald McDonald.
That's cool.
It really is. I kind of like it.
Because I really pretty much hate any touchdown dance at all.
Yeah.
Other than the Lambeau leap.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It's just one more thing. And again, there's not much I liked about Joe Paterno, but certainly what he did was, you know, act like you've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
When you score. And I just, I think that's, if those people would do that, then it might be fun.
Daryl Royal actually said that, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think that was
whoever it was, I'll give it to him. That's it. All right, the New York Post says a businessman in England got so sick of telemarketers wasting his time that he sued them.
Good for him.
Yeah, Richard Herman sat down, calculated exactly how much his time, a telemarketer was wasting when they would call him. And they wasted what turned out to be $315, which is exactly what the court awarded him for damages. So, yeah. He said, once I sent the company the invoice, I felt that everything was fine. I wasn't a victim anymore.
Good for him.
So, I kind of like that idea. So
not something stupid like I'm suing you for $20 million.
Nope,
I'm suing you for $365 because that's how much of my time you just ate up.
And you know what? He'll probably get on that no-call list we all want to be on. I don't know if they have that in Great Britain, but I mean, you know.
If we could do that for waiting rooms at doctor's offices.
What's that? You get, sue them
for time?
Wow.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up.
Charger.
Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition.
Charger.
For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Smokers miss an average of 2 or 3 more days of work each year than non-smokers, according to a new analysis of 29 past studies.
Maybe we should stop smoking.
Yeah, maybe so. But based on that finding, absenteeism due to smoking costs employers billions a year. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, don't smoke. Best not to.
I think we've covered that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so November's coming, and during November each year they have the campaign that is responsible for sprouting more mustaches on thousands of men's faces than ever.
Yes!
That's right, it's Movember.
What?
Yep.
It's No Shave November.
Yeah, well, that's Movember.
Okay,
see, like,
okay.
Mustache or whatever. Men raise awareness of funds for men's health issues, specifically prostate cancer, and they've got a website for it.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I started in October.
Did you? Still going, huh?
Yep.
I didn't know people did it to raise money. When I was in college, guys just did it because they didn't want to shave.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, no, there really is. And a Pittsburgh man was dubbed the American Mustache Institute's 2012 Robert Goulet Memorial Mustached American of the Year.
Awesome.
It's the Stash Bash. It was held 2012 in Arizona. The award was given to the University of Pittsburgh employee Adam Paul Cosgrove on Saturday after receiving 66% of the 1.3 million votes. I guess if those were people who went to the who have mustaches, I don't know how you get to vote, but nonetheless, he won. So
is the runner-up get like the Tom Selleck?
Right. It's one of those deals where finishing second is worth nothing, like maybe a T-shirt. Adam Paul Cosgrove, again, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All right, so voting time's coming up. By the way, I think you can vote. I voted yesterday. I think you can vote until 8 o'clock every day this week.
Where do we early vote at our end of town, Scott?
At the utility station, which is back there behind that Kroger there, or off Graham Road.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Go in there. And there were quite a few people. There were about 15 people in there the other day, yesterday when I was in there. But anyhow, a 108-year-old South Carolina woman participating in her first election.
Ever?
Yep. Joanna Jenkins from South Carolina has never voted and resisted registering to vote prior to this. During this election season, a relative said, she just got kind of carried away with that voting and all. Really? I mean, really? Because, you know, you've had a few chances.
Says, well, she's now an uppity woman.
Yeah, exactly, at 108. Hope she can read the ballot. Maintaining close ties with your good friends on Facebook helps to increase your self-esteem, but it may also increase your waistline. That's right. That's right. You could get fat and become broke if you're following your friends on Facebook.
Something else to blame it on.
Mm-hmm. According to a study from the Columbia Business School, so it must be right, keeping watch of your good friends' activities on social media correlates to a higher body mass index and higher levels of credit card debt as well. Those close encounters increase your self-esteem, thereby allowing you to let your guard down and you temporarily lose control. Really? You lose control and so you get fat and you use your credit card?
Yep.
That's losing control.
Yep.
Okay. I always wondered what it was. The internet is buying Joe Biden a Trans Am. See this? A few weeks ago, somebody on the social network news site FARC, which is a funny website.
I love that website.
Yep. Suggested that the internet should buy Joe Biden a Trans Am. See, the guy's idea came from this article that was published in The Onion. If you're familiar with The Onion, they do fun stuff, and some people think it's real. Anyway, the satirical newspaper The Onion wrote a story about Joe Biden washing a Trans Am in the driveway of the White House. Well, the VP obviously never washed a car in the White House driveway, but the fake story made the rounds and everybody had a good laugh out of it. Fast forward to today, a campaign to raise $25,000 to buy Joe Biden a Trans Am has so far collected about $15,000.
Can we do a campaign to raise money to buy Cat McMullen a Trans Am?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we could. It's
I'd wash it at the White House if I had to.
Yeah, well, if they'd let you, yeah.
In this case, it would be you would have to wash it at Mr. Down's house.
Yeah, there you go. Now, should the goal be reached and the Trans Am purchased, it'll be taken to D.C., and after he poses with the car, Biden will have he'll be given a miniature, a little replica, and the actual vehicle will be auctioned off for charity. So that's
I think that's great. I love it.
Yeah, it is. So there you go. That's Trans Am, and again, thanks to The Onion. Number of so-called zombies will be at a counterterrorism summit today, attended by hundreds of Marines.
I've heard about this only a little bit, though.
This is crazy. I mean, Marines, Navy Special Ops, soldiers, police, firefighters, Halo Corp, which is a security firm hosting the training demonstration, says while the bad guys will be dressed as zombies, Halloween and all, it's very real as far as the exercise is concerned. A Halo spokesman said, no one knows what the zombies will do in our scenario, but quite frankly, no one knows what terrorists will do either. So if a law enforcement officer sees a zombie and says, freeze, get your hands in the air, see, they throw their hand up, and what if one of the hands flies off? You know what I'm saying? Because it's
sick.
You know there are zombies because it brains.
Exactly. But what is the zombie going to do? See, I mean, is he going to moan at you? Is he going to do something else? Is he going to be crazy? Who knows? And so they're apparently going to have zombies in the middle of this exercise. I'm not sure.
Have you read any of the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies? Or there's someone who took all the Jane Austen novels and has inserted either Sea Monsters into it, like Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters, or Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is the first one that I noticed when they came out, where they've taken things where Jane Austen didn't explain clearly and just explain it away with zombies.
Well, I mean, why not?
Why not?
I mean, if you want to sit around and, you know, have some sort of a breakout discussion focus group on Jane Austen novels. I mean, isn't zombies and monsters or dragons just as good as any other explanation?
Oh, there weren't any. There weren't any dragons.
Oh, it's just okay.
Just monsters.
Okay, just
it can,
monsters.
Hey, it'll get okay. Boys to read it.
There, well, there you go. See, that's it.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Prosperity Bank, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, if you haven't bought your Halloween candy again, we just want to give you the kind of the insights as to the most popular candies.
Most popular?
Popular. Skittles.
Love them.
Starburst.
Yep.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yep.
Kit Kats and Twix.
Yep.
Okay, those are your most favorite right there. Okay, they're the top five brands. Then there are other people, of course, are going to give candy corn that's decades old. And
it's delicious.
Yeah,
it's
Snickers awful. And M&Ms. Yeah, so there you go.
That's, can I throw a wet rag real quick?
Oh, sure.
Careful reminder, between 6 and 7 o'clock tonight, 70% more accidents happen, and it's double through any other night of the year for auto pedestrian accident.
Yeah, pay attention. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting a little reflective tape on your child's outfit. I know it may not make them look exactly like they were going to, but think about how dark that might be, and you got people not paying attention. And again, distracted driving really ends up having a bad, bad situation.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like a wet blanket. I stumbled on the numbers on that, and it's outlandishly high. And the other thing is there's 1,000 more house fires today than any other time.
You're not a wet blanket. You just care about people.
Wow, really? That's house fires?
While the buzzkill Halloween, the National Fire Protection Association says more than 1,000 homes, more than...